Carl Bott, here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
The Dina Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life. The government stays out of your life. Enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dina Show.
Okay, Judge, first on this, not the politics, but just the endorsement itself as this investigation is going on.
It creates a profound legal conundrum for the career prosecutors and FBI agents who have been investigating Mrs. Clinton. There are two teams of investigations. They are separate from each other. They are two elite teams. One concentrates on national security. The other concentrates on public corruption. And quite frankly, the question that our colleague James Rosen put to Josh Earnest goes right to the heart of the matter. What message is the president sending to these teams?
And that message is, I am a human shield. My name is Barack Obama, and I will protect Hillary Clinton, for I must protect my legacy. Welcome, everybody, to The Dana Show. Tony Katz sitting in for Dana Lash. Great to be with you. Follow on Twitter at Tony Katz. Make sure you follow Dana at D-Lash, D-L-O-E-S-C-H. The endorsement of Hillary Clinton is, to say the least, peculiar. It is a strange, strange bit of theater. And Judge Knapp certainly has hit it on the head, Judge Napolitano over there at Fox News, that it would create for anybody who was investigating Hillary Clinton. So we're clear and we all understand each other. I like that we all understand each other. Hillary Clinton is a criminal. Charged or not charged, Hillary Clinton is a criminal. Now, often people push back at me and say, Tony, she hasn't been charged with a crime. How can you call her a criminal? Because if I steal someone's bike and I never go to jail for it, I never get arrested for it, or I never get charged with a crime, I still stole somebody's bike. And that's how I know Hillary Clinton is a criminal. She created the homebrew server. She worked to ensure she didn't have government oversight. She outed human assets, CIA assets, which is to say actual human beings, and sent information that is classified. It's not classified because it's marked classified. If classified means it's marked classified, me, with some kind of stamp that says classified, could change the world if I was just in a mood. It is classified because of the information itself. And that's why Hillary Clinton is a criminal. So here you have this investigation into Hillary Clinton. And here you have the President of the United States endorsing her. Well, now what? Now what pressure is put on, can one think is going to be put on, to somehow lay off an investigation? Now, if you didn't hear the endorsement, allow me to bring you just some of it.
Look, I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it.
No, you don't know she'll be good at it. Because she hasn't been good at anything else. You see, you have to, track records mean something. To be good at it, you should have been good at something else. If you're good at something else, then maybe someone could surmise that you'd be good at the next thing. But she hasn't been good at anything else. That is one of the great lies. Now, there are a lot of them in this piece here from President Obama. A lot of them in this very well-crafted, I thought it was a very well-crafted announcement of the endorsement. I thought in terms of presentation and rhythm, I thought it was very well done. The words themselves, oh, that's a whole nother thing. But let's be at least go through it step by step. In order for Hillary Clinton to be prepared for this, she would need a track record that shows she accomplished other things. And I ask you now, where is that track record? As Secretary of State or as a senator, show me the track record. Show me the legislation introduced by Hillary Clinton that changed the world, that changed America, that changed anything. Show me the movement as Secretary of State that made us safer or stronger. Or show me back as First Lady of the U.S. or of Arkansas. No, Hillary Clinton's track record is a track record of getting titles based on the men in her life. She's the First Lady because of Bill. She's the First Lady of the United States because of Bill. She's a senator because of Bill. We're not kidding ourselves, right? She's a senator because of Bill. And she's Secretary of State because when she went to accomplish something in her life, she lost to Barack Obama. And then he gave her a job in order to help a little party unity go on. But President Obama is just beginning in his wonderful, glowing love affair now with Hillary.
In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office.
And at that moment, you have to start drinking. Honestly, do the shots while you can. Just start pounding as hard as humanly possible. Because it's not that the President of the United States is a liar. It's that the President of the United States is a horrific liar. See the difference? See, when you're a liar, you're like, I don't know who took the last cookie. When you're a horrific liar, it's aliens came from the sky and demanded my cookies in order to save my life. See the difference? That's Barack Obama. No one has ever been more qualified for the position. Not Dwight Eisenhower. Not General Dwight Eisenhower. Not Thomas Jefferson. Show me the documentation created by Hillary Clinton that so expressed the will and the desire of free people to be free and quite literally change the world. Show me. More qualified than former Governor Ronald Reagan to be then president? Really? This is the best you can do? He's not done.
Even after our own...
We now go live to the Reading Colt 45s with Kyle DeFoor and Matty Novelli.
Matty Novelli here on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. Slight scheduling change. Original schedule called for a two-game series tonight and tomorrow night against the visiting Santa Rosa Rosebuds. Unfortunately, due to a family emergency on the coaching staff for the Rosebuds, we're going to have a three-game series this weekend with the Reading Tigers, originally slated for a 6 p.m. one-game set on Sunday night. And they're going to fill in for the Rosebuds here, and we're going to have games tomorrow, tonight, and tomorrow at 7:15. And Sunday at 6 o'clock, all against the hometown Reading Tigers. Already a good crowd filing in here. And more on the way as we've got Reading versus Reading here.
Baseball!
Matty Novelli joining me here as we've got Will Moore on the mound out of Taft, California. He was strong in his last start. 45 split a two-game series with Novato. Won the first game, lost last night. And we'll get you starting lineups here in just 1 minute. But great night for baseball here. Want to remind you, tonight's show brought to you by Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? We thank Turtle Bay for their sponsorship here of Colt 45's Baseball on the Radio. This is Game 9 of 45 on the season. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. How's your day going so far, Maddie?
It's good. Honestly, this weather is making me so happy. It's breezy. It's cool. I'm not sweating or hot.
An uncharacteristically cool day here in Redding, California. My temperature gauge here says 80 degrees at game time as we're getting ready to wind it up here.
Doesn't it feel like that, though, because there's a breeze? So
it does. We've got
better.
A nice breeze blowing from left to right. Star-Spangled Banner just sung a moment ago by a local...
Yeah, we had some amazing girls.
Yeah, she was great. We had a 12-year-old tonight. Her last name was Medina. I didn't catch the first name there, unfortunately, but she was great.
All these little girls, I'm pretty sure, are from Redding Christian, and they have great voices.
Let's
so
have a good music
them.
Program over there. As we've got a bunch of kids here tonight. Looks like we've got some Girl Scouts here in the park, so we welcome them here tonight.
Oh, man, I remember being in Girl Scouts.
I've got a couple nieces. I got
like
hit up
cookies.
For cookies for quite
yes.
a few years there. They've all aged out of the program now.
My favorite
now, but,
are the coconut. I think they're Samoas.
The Samoas. I'm a fan of the Tagalongs, too, the peanut butter ones. And, of course, everybody loves the Thin Mints. Those are the go-to.
Yeah, honestly, they're not like, I'll eat them, but they're not my favorite.
Sacrilege.
I
don't want to hear that. It's Thin Mints or nothing here. Redding Tigers here getting ready to lead off here in the top of the first. So we'll put our cookie conversation to the side. Ben Mayer is going to lead off and play center field against Will Moore out of Taft College. Taft University, I should say, in Taft, California. Down in the southern half of the state. First pitch is a ball there. 1-0. Right back up there, and that's a called strike in the inside corner. It'll be Mayer, Duenas, and Erickson for the Tigers here. And I asked Maddie before the game here is, well, Moore brings the 1-1. That ball is inside now, 2-1. I said, when you play the Redding Tigers at Tiger Field, are the 45s the away team? But no, they're the home team here tonight.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know. That kind of stumped me, too.
And that question answered here in the top of the first is a quick 2-1 here. Moore gets a swing and a miss. That ball is tipped into the glove of catcher Zach Trueblood. Get you the starting lineups here. First, we'll start with the defense for your hometown 45s, Ryan Torres, Torioka. Out at second base, he'll bat first. J.J. Hancock in left field batting second. Here's the 2-2 from Moore. That's inside for ball now, 3-2. Ryan Williams, who had the night off last night, will hit third and play center. Hunter Heath in right field will bat fourth. And Andres Alborjas, your DH, will bat fifth. D.J. Porter at first base batting sixth. Here's the 3-2. That ball is grounded down the third base line as that bat shattered at the handle and the barrel ended up nearly in left field out near the hole in shortstop there. Your shortstop tonight is Zach Taylor. He's hitting ninth. Third base is Austin LeBoux out of Cottonwood and Zach Trueblood, the catcher. So still 3-2. He's going to go get a new piece of lumber.
You know, in softball, our bats don't break. So I'm not used to bats breaking like this so easily. And we have that composite aluminum bats, you know, so it's really hard to break them.
If anything is going to break, it's going to be the ball on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
College Summer League Baseball here, all wood bats for Summer League here, as of course many, the vast majority of college programs, of course, do have the aluminum bats. Always interesting to see the transition for players that are college stars transitioning to the wood bat game. The bat ball is down in the dirt there by Moore. So leadoff walk on a 3-2 pitch. That'll bring up Troy Duenas, your shortstop for the Redding Tigers here. I'm going to have to catch myself and not say hometown Redding Tigers here.
Yeah.
It's technically where the 45s are.
I feel like it's bothering you, Kyle.
I got three games to get used to it. So Troy Duenas, the shortstop, batting right-handed, now steps in with a runner on first. Porter holding the runner on. Swinging a foul tip into the glove of Trueblood. That's a strike, 0-1. Duenas and then Brandon Erickson, third baseman.
Oh, I know him. Wow.
Followed by Brian Barrington, who's the DH and cleanup hitter. There goes the runner, and he fakes. Now he's looked like he had about four steps towards second base, then changed his mind. Trueblood threw behind him, but Porter unable to field it cleanly.
Yeah.
As he scrambles back.
Brandon Erickson's from Kansas State. He went and pitched. He actually just graduated this year. He did really great over there.
Well, let's hope the 45s can neutralize him tonight.
Is he thrown?
Now, starting pitcher tonight for the Redding Tigers is Brad Miller, number 23. That's a breaking ball to shortstop. Taylor, 6-4. And no throw by Torioka as that ball was deep in the hole. No chance to get the runner at first, so score that one a 6-4 put out. So Duenas replaces Ben Mayer at first. That'll bring up third baseman Brandon Erickson, former Colt 45 in past seasons.
Mm-hmm. Foothill High grad, go Cougs.
Foothill Cougars well represented here. That's a line drive past the third baseman, a solid single. Runner will hold up at second, so that's runners on first and second now with one out. First hit of the ball game there. So Duenas up to second, Erickson now at first. Another former Colt 45. We'll be saying that a lot tonight. Brian Barrington's going to DH and bat fourth. Lefty on righty matchup as Barrington steps into the left-handed batter's box. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. They recognize that their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities we serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC. Here's the 0-1 from Moore. Swaying and a miss on a nice breaking ball. Got him way out in front. Barrington, your beer batter tonight, which means just dollar beers here for the entire inning. Should he strike out? That's in the top and the bottom half of the inning, so 45's fans hoping for an early price break on the brews. Here's the 0-2 from Moore. That ball's outside for a ball. Now 1-2. Here's the 1-2 now from Moore. That's a ground ball to second base. Torioka is going to take the easy play at first. That ball was not hit very hard. Runners move up to second, third now, two down. 4-3 on the ground out there. That'll bring up Zach Pete. Second baseman, number 11 for the Reading Tigers. Every seat in the shade from first pitch on here for every 7 p.m. start, and tonight is no exception. Perfect weather here, high 70s. With a breeze, could not ask for better conditions as 45's pitch to the Tigers here in the top of the first. Called strike there at the knees from Moore. Runners on second and third, two outs in a scoreless tie. This is game one of what is now a three-game series with the Reading Tigers. Pete flies one very high to left field. That one's got some carry on it, but it's going to stay in the ballpark here. And it actually ends up in left center for Ryan Williams. That'll end the inning. No runs on one hit. We'll head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here from Tiger Field. Reading Colt 45 is getting ready to take their first at bats as Hawaii Pacific University. Second baseman Ryan Torres Torioka, your leadoff hitter tonight, will bat first. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Recognizing their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. They're taking action to improve the well-being of others and see that as a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since 1982. Member FDIC, your bank of choice, Reading Bank of Commerce. We thank them for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. First pitch from Brad Miller is in there for a strike, 0-1. That ball is chopped to short. He's going to have to hurry. Takes it on a big hop. Torres Torioka is safe on a throw that is very high. And we're going to, yes, they're going to say that one is out of play into the dugout. So Torres Torioka will reach on an infield single and advance to second on the E6. That'll bring up Hancock. J.J. Hancock out of Washington State, 1-for-4 last night as he led off and played center field, hitting second and playing left field tonight. So showing the versatility there. Here's the first pitch very high over his head. He ducks down. Oh, that's ball one. Left-hander Brad Miller for the Reading Tigers. Number 23, a lefty. Coming straight over the top on the delivery. That ball is down low to now 2-0. Lefty on lefty matchup here with Hancock. Center fielder Ryan Williams, who's got two homers on the campaign through the first eight games, is on deck. Here's the 2-0. That ball also is high as Miller still trying to find the range here a little bit. Now 3-0. Williams to follow, and then D.H. Andres Albujas. That ball is also high. Snap throw back to second as Torres Torioka was pretty far off the bag on his secondary lead, but he gets back. Four-pitch walk for Hancock. Runners on first and second with nobody out. So Williams watches one up high above the letters, and five straight balls here, a concern for the catcher. He's going to head out there and have a talk with him. That's Chase Root behind the plate there for the Tigers.
Yeah, he's from Simpson University.
All Reading affair here, Reading Tigers playing your Reading Colt 45s. A lot of familiar faces around here, several former 45s here on the Tigers. That ball is also outside now, 2-0. So the 45s with an infield single and a walk, and now Williams. That ball gets away, and both runners will advance 90 feet, so runners on second and third. As the ball scoots past the catcher, Root there. And a 3-0 count now on Williams. Got to figure he's taking all the way after the last guy drew a four-pitch walk. That ball is in there for a strike. We'll call that a plausible strike. 3-1 here. Hitters count for the powerful Ryan Williams. That ball is very high and an easy take. So two straight walks by Miller, and the bases are juiced here with nobody out for Hunter Heath. Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Batting fourth and playing right field tonight as Albujas is in the DH spot. And he's got a best case scenario here. Bases loaded with nobody out. First pitch is over the outside corner. Nice pitch there by Miller for a strike. Lefty versus lefty here. Here comes the pitch from Miller. That ball is driven to right field down the line, but foul. As he turned on it nicely, that one actually landed on the metal roof across the street. A long foul ball, but it's a strike nonetheless. 0-2 here on Heath. There's a line drive. It's going to get over the second baseman, and the run's going to score. We'll see if they wave the runner. Here he comes as the ball was not fielded cleanly out there in center. Two runs are going to score on the RBI single by Hunter Heath. 2-0, 45. So a single and two RBIs there for Heath. That'll bring up Al Burhas now with runners on first and second. So here's Andres. He had a solo homer two nights ago in the opener against Novato. His first hit as a Red and Gold 45. Made it a big one. That ball very high from Miller and away, 1-0. Williams on second, Heath on first. Two runs already home. Still nobody out here for your Reading Colt 45s in the bottom of the first. Here's the 1-0. That ball also is out of the zone. Now 2-0. And Miller really fighting himself out there trying to find the range. Here's the 2-0 to Andres. That ball is through the left side for a base hit. They're going to wave home the runner. Here comes the throw. We've got a play at the plate. No, it's going to be cut out by the pitcher. And an RBI single there for Al Burhas. A nice free and easy swing. Just kind of reached out and guided that one into left field. RBI single. Now 3-0. Scoring on the play is Williams. Heath up to second. And we've got a meeting on the mound, and already some activity out there in the 45s, or rather the Tigers' bullpen. So perhaps some discomfort out there on the mound, or is something not quite feeling right for Miller. As we're being treated to a rendition of the classic Abbott and Costello comedy routine, Who's on First? Here at the ballpark.
Kind of funny.
And the umpire comes to break it up. And we'll bring another hitter to the plate. It's going to be DJ Porter, the first baseman. He's split time between left field and first base this season. 44, DJ Porter. Starting at first tonight with Bertotti out of the lineup. On deck is Zach Trueblood, the catcher. That ball is lined into the gap, right center field. It's going to get down. It's going to get all the way to the wall. At least one run is going to score.
Yeah.
Here comes the runner around third. They're going to hold him up. And that's an RBI double as Heath comes around. Al Burhas over to third. Has a line shot to the gap, and that's an RBI double for DJ Porter on the first pitch. 45's rolling here in the bottom of the first.
University. Your catcher, number 26,
Reading native Zach Trueblood, the catcher, and number 7 hitter steps in there. Breaking ball high for a ball from Miller. Runners on second and third here. Four runs home. Still nobody out. The 45s having their best rally of the season thus far. Here's the 1-0. That's in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Miller. Six men already sent to the plate. Trueblood, the seventh. Cottonwood native Austin Labou, your third baseman, on deck. Here's the 1-1. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-1. Trueblood had the night off last night as Alvarez got the start at catcher. That ball is in there for a strike on the outside corner. Now 2-2. Infield at normal depth, they'll concede a run to get an out, and that's just what they'll do here. It's a ground ball to second base, hit well. Trueblood is going to ground out, score that one 4-3 in an RBI. It's 5-0, 45s. Porter moves up to third. LeBou out of East Central University. Got some hometown fans here. He's got his own cheering section. And he comes up with one out and a runner on third base, takes the first pitch for a strike. On deck, shortstop Zachary Taylor. That's a breaking ball that doesn't break now, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Porter on third base for third baseman Austin LeBou. Swinging a foul ball out of play down the first base line. That'll get in the parking lot. Free souvenir for somebody out there.
Oh, it's a car.
Got somebody's SUV out there. Plenty of parking here at the 45s. Don't have to put yourself in harm's way. That's a fastball very high now, 2-2. Still only one out here. 45s have scored 5 runs this inning and looking for more. With a runner on third. 2-2 count on LeBou. Swinging a fly ball to right field. This should get the runner home. He's headed back. Back. It's going to get over his head. That's going to be extra bases. Ball bounces and hits the wall on one bounce. LeBou cruises into second for a double. And that's an RBI for the Cottonwood native, Austin LeBou. Driving home Porter, it's 6-0, 45. That'll bring up Zachary Taylor here, the shortstop. As the 45s have batted around here in the bottom of the first, still only one down. Chopper just tapped foul. No balls, one strike on Taylor. And that's a ball now, 1-1. Taylor out of CSU, Monterey Bay. One of two Otters we have on the team here this year. Jeff Ahern, Anderson Cub, also down there at CSU, Monterey Bay. That's a ball is in the dirt. It's going to kick to the backstop. Headed to third is LeBou on the pass ball. That's a full scorecard here in the first inning. 45s have batted around with still only one down, runner on third. And barring a strange double play, Torres Torioka is going to get to hit twice this inning. That's a called strike two to Taylor. Now 2-2. That one on the inside corner. Nice pitch from Miller. As some fans still trickling in here, and they've missed a lot. It's already 6-0 here in the bottom of the first. Oh, and he hit him on the shoulder there. 2-2, a breaking ball that he didn't quite get on top of, and it hits Taylor in the right shoulder. He takes his base. Runners on the corners down with one out. So Torioka, who had an infield single his first time up on a chopper to short that he beat out, went to second on the throw that was over the first baseman's head. Eventually came around to score the first run of the inning. He's got runners on the corners with one down. Meeting at the mound here. And we're going to have a pitching change. Let's take a short 60-second break here on KCNR. We'll be right back with more Colt 45s baseball.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima,
Sonoma, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here on KCNR 1460 at Tiger Field. Matty Novelli and Kyle DeFore bringing you Reading Tigers versus Reading Colt 45. 6-0 45s here in the first inning as they have batted around top of the lineup. Ryan Torres Torioka going to get his second at bat of the inning. He'll bat left-handed this time. Against the new pitcher for the Reading Tigers, it's going to be right-hander Logan Alloways, number 29. So a third of an inning from Miller. He's responsible for the runners on first and third. As it looked like he had some discomfort when he was pitching out there. Just couldn't really find the range. He was out of the strike zone, and when he was in there, they were getting hit. So we wish him the best possible ailment there. So his way to Alloways. We'll face Torioka here with one down, runners on the corners. That is a little bit high. Ball one. That ball is hit off the end of the bat down the third baseline. Foul by Torres Torioka. Now one and one. One ball, one strike, one are out. Runners here at the corners. For Honolulu native Ryan Torres Torioka out of Hawaii Pacific. That's a chopper to the first base side. It's going to get through the hole. Now the second baseman's going to keep it on the infield, but has no play. As the first baseman kind of caught in no man's land there, didn't know whether to go over and take it himself or get back to the base. And by the time the second baseman got it in the hole, the speedy Torioka beats that one out. So two infield singles in the same inning for the leadoff man, Torres Torioka. I'll bring up Hancock. He walked and scored his first time. That ball is inside. Runners on first and second now as Labou came around to score on that infield single. Taylor to second. And that ball is driven to center field and hit hard, but right at the center fielder. Had to move just a few steps to his left, so Hancock puts a charge into it, but it's an Adam ball right at him in center field. Two down now. That'll bring up Williams. He walked as well his first time up and scored. With two down now here. As I mentioned, Labou scored on the previous play on the infield single by Torres Torioka. First pitch is a ball there to Williams. Labou had a double out to the right center field wall. We're going to go ahead and make that our Kia drive of the game. As Williams fouls that one off, now 1-1. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento test drive one today at Redding Kia. And a number of things we could have made the drive of the game here in the opening inning is the 45s have put up a 7 spot. Their best inning of any game so far. We're in game number 9 out of 45 as Williams swings and misses on the high fastball, now 1-2. Here's the pitch, and he flies that one foul down the right field line. It's going to be out of play. Count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Williams. Here's the pitch, and he fouls that one off as well down the right field line, just staying alive. Logan Alloways out of the bullpen here, trying to shut this inning down, and we've run out of baseballs, so the ball boy is going to bring some to the umpire. Taylor at second, Torioka at first. Swing and a foul. It's a swing and a miss. It's going to be off the catcher's glove, so he'll throw it down to first base as a formality. That'll end the inning. Seven runs on five hits in an offensive explosion here for your Reading Colt 45s. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 0194581.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeVore and Matty Novelli bringing you Colt 45's baseball. It's 7-0 after a 7 spot put up in the bottom of the first by the 45s. Pride of Taft, California, Will Moore starting his second inning of work and threw a scoreless top of the first and took a while for him to get out here for the second one. He starts with a 7-0 lead here. That one down in the dirt now, 1-1. Leading off for the Reading Tigers is number 9, Chuck Mathey, your right fielder. Moore winds and fires. Here's a 1-1. That's a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Taylor backhands it. Long throw, and he throw was up the line a little bit, and Porter had to come off and snag it and try to apply the tag, and as he applied the tag, the ball came loose. So Mathey reaches. Want to see how they'll score that. Probably call it an infield single. That'll bring up Adam Kasserang, the first baseman, number 44. And he looks like a first baseman. Big dude. Watches the first one go inside. He's got to be all of 6'4" and definitely on the north side of 200. Here's 1-0. That's a called strike. Nice pitch from Moore, 1-1. Moore making his third start of the year here for the 45s. Runner on first, nobody out. Here's the 1-1. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. We recognize that our continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities we serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment we've upheld since our inception in 1982. Ball's inside. Now 3-1. Reading Bank of Commerce is your bank of choice in Northern California, member FDIC. So our thanks to Reading Bank of Commerce for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Here's the 3-1 from 40. And Moore is going to take a chopper. Only play is at first, so that'll be the first outing. No, Porter unable to scoop that one. Now they're going to say he applied the tag and that the runner forced the dropped ball, so he is called out, and we're going to have a conversation here between the umpires, and they're going to talk about it themselves before they even let the Reading Tigers manager in here. Kasserang staying at first until he gets the confirmation that he's out. So yes, he is. So I'll score that one. 1-3 on the putout. A fielder's choice. Mathay moves up to second. I'll bring up Sonny Sequenza, your left fielder for the Tigers tonight. One down, runner on second. Called strike in the outside corner. Nice pitch from Moore there. If you're just joining us, you missed a lot. It's 7-0 45s here in the top of the second. As they batted around, sent 10 men to the plate in their own bottom half of the first. One ball, one strike, one out on Sonny Sequenza, the number 8 hitter for the Reading Tigers. He's got a runner on second, trying to chip into that lead. Here's the 1-1. Down in the dirt again for Moore, now 2-1. Your defense around the diamond, Trueblood in the squat tonight for Will Moore. LeBou at third, Taylor at short. Torres Torioka at second, and Porter at first. Oh, and it looks like he lost his footing there a little bit, Will Moore, and kind of fell off to the first base side of the mound. He ends up hitting the batter there, so maybe a little issue with the footing there. Or just got caught a little bit, but it's a hit batsman. So we've got runners on first and second now with one down. What did you see there, Maddie?
I don't know. It just looked like it hit him.
Definitely.
Kinda, he didn't really try to move out of the way, though. He just kind of let him hit it.
Now, I think he was kind of surprised because Moore's had great command all night, and you could see the front foot as he was coming down on the mound as he was getting ready to plant that foot. It kind of caught the mound, so definitely off balance, was falling off toward the first base side. So a free 90 feet for the left fielder for the Tigers there. That'll bring up Chase Root, the catcher, with runners on first and second. Foul ball. Off the catcher's glove, 0-1 here. Great crowd here tonight. Reading versus Reading. Tigers and 45s. This is game one of a three-game set. Originally had the Santa Rosa Rosebuds set to play tonight and tomorrow, and it was going to be a one-game set against the Tigers on Sunday night. But unfortunately, due to a family medical emergency, Rosebud's not able to make it here. So the 45s obliging the fans here and stepping in for them. We appreciate that. One ball, one strike here after that one's out of the zone. Swing and a miss. He waved right through a fastball there. Now 1-2. Two men on with one out, 1-2 count on the catcher, Chase Root. That ball's fouled back to the screen, still 1-2. Finishing up with your defense for the 45s. Got Heath in right, Williams in center, J.J. Hancock in left. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Moore. Inside for ball 2-2. Moore comes set, kicks and fires. Here's the 2-2 breaking ball. Swing and a miss on a pretty pitch. Breaking ball that broke right down out of the strike zone. And Root could do nothing with it. That's a strikeout. Two down now. First strikeout of the game there for Moore. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Ben Mayer. He drew a walk to lead off the game in the first. And he steps up here with two out and two on. Moore checks the runner now, comes ready. Pretty breaking ball as Mayer gave up on that one. And it broke right back over the plate. So good get him in first pitch curveball there from Moore. Quick 0-1, here's the pitch. Another breaking ball, and that one doesn't quite break all the way back over. 1-1 now. Tried to throw the same pitch. Moore checks the runner now, comes set, and delivers. Swinging a high fastball, he fouls it back. Not much he could do with that one. It's 1-2 here. Moore taking a long look in. Now gets the sign from Two Blood. Here's the 1-2. Down in the dirt. Nice job by True Blood to block that one. Keep it in front of him. Runners hold. And it's now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and second in the top of the second for the Redding Tigers. Moore checks the runner. Now he's ready. Called strike three. He's out of there on a beautiful pitch. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second here. It's 7-0 Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
All right, man. Grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. Redding Tigers and Redding Colt 45s. An all-NorCal affair here tonight. Leading off is going to be right fielder Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. 45s up 7-0 as they rallied, sent 10 men to the plate in the top of the, or bottom of the first, I should say. First pitch is a strike there to Heath. In that first inning, Heath had a two RBI single to open the scoring. That ball was driven to right, but right at the right fielder. So well hit ball by Heath. But that is out number one. That'll bring up Maricabo, Venezuela native Andres Alburjas. He had an RBI single to left his first time. And eventually came around to score. First pitch is a ball there. Now 2-0. Logan Alloways, the right-hander, who came in the first inning in the middle of that rally. Now down 2-0 as that ball is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Now 2-1. Wasting no time, Alloways gets it and throws it. That ball is driven down the third baseline on a couple bounces. And the throw across is going to get Alborjas. That's out number two. So quick two outs here. That'll bring up Porter. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Reading Bank of Commerce recognizes that their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC. And Porter chops it down to first base. And he's going to take it himself, and he is out of there on a three unassisted close play, but that'll end the inning. So a quick 1-2-3 after a seven-run first. We'll head to the top of the third. It's 7-0 45s here on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them.
Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're here live at Tiger Field. Kyle LaForne, Matty Nibelli bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. Top of the third, Will Moore getting ready to start his third inning of work. 7-0 Colt 45s as they put a 7 spot up in the first inning, but went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the second, so a contrast there. But Will Moore getting ready to start the third here. Leading off for the Reading Tigers is going to be number 3, Troy Duenas. He hit into a fielder's choice his first time up. Pretty much the entire field in shadow here as we've got a slight overcast. But absolutely perfect weather here. We're in the 70s degrees-wise.
I know, it's perfect. I'm digging it.
First pitch there for a strike. It might be cold by the end of the night here with the way it's going.
I'm kind of wishing I were a shirt and a tank top.
0-1 here. Will Moore pitching to Duenas. Breaking ball, and that one is just reached out and kind of served into right field. It's going to get down over the first baseman. Porter gave good chase, but textbook definition of hit it where they ain't, as that one was not hit very hard, but just kind of served out into right field. It'll be a single. Looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. Leadoff single by Duenas. That'll bring up Brandon Erickson, the third baseman, former Reading Colt 45 himself in years past. Game one of a three-game series here against the Reading Tigers. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 and Sunday at 6 o'clock. Breaking ball in there from Moore. It is a strike. Nice pitch. And he's been effective with that first pitch breaking ball to steal a strike. Nobody sat on it yet. He's been ahead in the count, the majority of them hitters so far. Second time through the lineup here in the third inning. Another breaking ball. That one dips below the zone now, 1-1. Probably a ball by design there is up 0-1. You might try to get him to swing at one. On deck is the DH, Barrington. Brandon Erickson here singled in the first inning. That's a ground ball to shortstop. 6-4-3, double play. Nice stretch out there by Porter at first base. As he had to get full extension, Torres Torioka at the keystone had to turn it quickly. And he did. So score that one. 6-4-3 on the double play. Two down now for the Tigers. But here's Barrington. He grounded out to second his first time. And Moore bounces one in there. Oh, that's ball one. We're in the top of the third here. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. A commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Your bank of choice here in Northern California. Member FDIC, that's Reading Bank of Commerce. 2-0 now for Moore. That ball is hit out to left field, can of corn. And Hancock will bring it in. That's the third out of the inning. So we'll head to the bottom of the third here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Now batting catcher Zach Trueblood, Reading native here. He takes the first pitch for a ball. Second one is high and away there now, 2-0. We're in the bottom of the third here on KCNR 1460, bringing a Reading Colt 45's baseball. Swing and a miss there. Trueblood on a breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice pitch from Alloways. Reading Tigers, the visiting team tonight, they're down 7-0 as your hometown Reading Colt 45 has put up a 7 spot in the first. That's a ground ball to second base by Trueblood. Up with it and retired is the catcher. So one down here. Score that one 4-3. Ground out to second. That'll bring up Austin LeBou, RBI double to right center as he put a charge into one out to the warning track. Off the wall on one bounce, and he cruised in there for an RBI double. One out, nobody on here. LeBou swings and misses through the first pitch there. 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice here in Northern California. That's in there for a quick 0-2. Fastball in the outside corner. They recognize their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of communities they serve. And it's a community responsibility they take very seriously. Swing and a miss there as LeBou is out, but he's going to be thrown out at first base. It's all skipped away from the catcher there momentarily. Strikeout. And a quick two down here as Alloways has come in and put the lid on the offense. Scoreless inning in the second. He finished the last two-thirds of the first. We're leaving Brad Miller. It just didn't look right out there. We hope he's all right, but it looked like he had some discomfort as he was throwing. No confirmation of that, just speculation by your announcer here. Two outs, nobody on now for Taylor. And that ball's outside for a ball. 1-0 to Taylor here. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. That's a ground ball to first. Big hop, and that'll end the inning. One unassisted. We'll head to the top of the fourth here. Reading Colt 45 is up 7-0. You're listening to 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima.
Sigma, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fourth here from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore and Maddie Novelli bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. This game started with a bang as the 45s put up 7 in the bottom of the first. That's the extent of the scoring as we start the top of the fourth here. Will Moore, the pride of Taft, California, with the start tonight, about to start his fourth inning of work. He's thrown 3 scoreless thus far. Leading off for the Redding Tigers is going to be number 11, Zach Pete. Second baseman, he's 0-for-1 with a flyout. That's a ball 1-0 here. Moore, number 20, 6-foot right-hander. Taft University there. That ball is driven to left field. Down the line and foul. Well hit, but it's a strike. 1-1 now. More in the windup now. It brings the 1-1. That's a breaking ball out of the zone now. 2-1. It'll be Pete, Chuck Mathay, and Adam Kasserang for the Redding Tigers here. That one's out of the zone now, 3-1. Now ready, he winds and fires a swing and a miss, now 3-2. And more waste of no time. Ready now again. Here's a 3-2. Called strike 3. Got him. So he comes back from a 3-1 count to strike him out looking. And Moore retires the leadoff man for the first time tonight. He's put the leadoff man on the first three innings, but it hasn't hurt him. He's pitched out of trouble and been really good out of the stretch the first three innings here. But he's going to retire the leadoff man here. That'll bring up Chuck Mathay, right fielder, number 9. First pitch is in there for a strike. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Bank of Commerce. They recognize their continued success contingent on the health and vitality of communities they serve. Your bank of choice here in Northern California. Member FDIC, that's Redding Bank of Commerce, taking action to improve the well-being of others. It's a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since 1982. Quick 0-2 here now. And that ball is very high, 1-2. We thank Redding Bank of Commerce for their support of Redding Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. If you're not in the Redding area, you can always listen to every game on KCNR1460.com as we stream everything live here on 1460. Here's the 1-2. That ball's down low, 2-2. Like to give the shout out to left-handed pitcher Jordan Watson of your Colt 45s. Hasn't made his first appearance yet on the season, but he was drafted in the 7th round, number 209 overall, by the Arizona Diamondbacks. So congratulations to Jordan Watson out of University Science of Arts. University of Arts and Sciences, pardon me, at Oklahoma. Again, 7th round pick, the left-handed hitter here. Retired on strikes, there is the hitter Mathay, and that'll bring up Kasserang with 2 down and nobody on. First pitch is ball 1-0. That pitch very high now, 1-1. Sorry, 2-0. We're in the top of the fourth here, 7-0, Redding Colt 45s. They got it all in the first. And that's where we stand. Swinging a fly ball out to right. Heath takes a couple steps back, and he's going to cruise and make the play. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth here. 7-0 Reading Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here. Colt 45 is getting ready to take their at-bats. Torres Torioka, the leadoff hitter, and he pops up the first pitch down the left side. Third baseman's going to make the play. And that's a one-pitch out for Alloways, the right-hander for the Reading Tigers. He came in the first inning with just one out, retired, and proceeded to shut down the offense, and he's thrown a scoreless second and third here, so trying to keep the Tigers in the ballgame. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock. So score that one, a pop-out to the third baseman. Hancock is 1-for-2. Pardon me, 0-for-1. He drew a walk and scored in the first inning. And flew out in his second at-bat in the first innings. They sent 10 men to the plate. First pitch is a ball to Hancock. That second pitch also outside now, 2-0. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Nice pitch. He got Hancock out in front now, 2-1 with one down. Nobody on. On deck, Ryan Williams. Two home runs already on the campaign. That's a ball inside now, 3-1 to Hancock. Nice game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, taking action to improve the well-being of others in our community is a responsibility they take seriously. This ball is hit very well out to right center. It's going to get to the wall on one bounce. Headed to third is Hancock. And he's going to be in there without a throw as a ball absolutely crushed into the right center field gap. Got to the wall on about two hops. And on an 0-2 pitch, he's got a triple with one out. So 45 is right back in business here after two quiet innings. On a triple by Hancock. Second triple of the year for the 45s. Jared Bertotti, switch hitting first baseman, not in the lineup tonight, out of the Simpson Redhawks program, had the first one. And the infield is not in, so they will trading out for a run here should they get a ground ball. Williams takes the first ball very high. 1-0 and now swings through a breaking ball, 1-1. Hancock on third bluff to steal that last pitch. As Alloways is in the lineup, that ball is hit to first base. Coming in and taking the ball unassisted is Chassarang, so that's a one unassisted, but it's an RBI for Williams. So Hancock comes around to score, and there's two down with nobody on here. Now 8-0 45s. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. He had a two RBI single in the first in that seven-run outburst. Then he flew out in the second. 1-for-2. First pitch is down low for a ball. Swing and a miss on a pitch above his hands. 1-1. Tied him up a little bit there. 1-1 and a swing and a miss on a nice breaking ball there from Alloways. That one broke down. And Heath right over it. 1-2 now. That's a line drive up the middle, and the pitcher knocks it down in self-defense. And he'll throw to first, so right back through the box. But we'll score it 1-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fifth. It's now 8-0 Reading Colt 45s. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fifth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore and Matty Nabilly bringing you Colt 45's baseball. Ain't nothing. Reading Colt 45's hosting the hometown Reading Tigers as well. Reading versus Reading tonight. Seven runs in the first for the 45s. One last inning in the fourth. Taft, California native Will Moore starting his fifth inning of work. He's thrown four shutout innings thus far. That ball is fouled back to the screen. Strike one. Sonny Sequenza, the left fielder for the Tigers. Leading off here, he was actually hit by a pitch his first at bat in the second inning as Moore lost his footing a little bit on the mound. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch. As we've seen that a couple times from Moore, the hitter kind of gives up on the pitch and bails out, and it breaks right back over the plate. He's got the breaking ball working tonight. Here's the 0-2. Throws another one, and he just kind of slaps at it, a defensive swing there on 0-2 on another breaking ball. And Moore's had good command here tonight with the fastball and the breaking ball, mixing in changeups. It almost looks like he's got two different breaking balls out there, almost more of a slider or a slurve, as well as a kind of a more north-south curveball. The fastball, and that one kicks off the glove of True Blood to the backstop, but that'll make it 1-2. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Recognizing their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of communities they serve. They've been your bank of choice here and member FDIC since 1982. A community responsibility and commitment they've upheld for over 30 years here in the Northern California area. 2-2 now with the ball out of the zone. And he gets on top of one and chops it. Deep in the hole is Taylor. He's going to have to hurry, and he is out. Nice play by Zachary Taylor there at shortstop. As it was not hit hard, it was deep in the hole, and he had to come up firing, and he did. Got him by a good step. Score that one 6-3. So Sequenza is retired. That'll bring up Chase Root, the catcher. Struck out his first time in the second inning. And Moore fires a strike in there on the fastball, 0-1. Just pounding the strike zone here is Will Moore. Got the big lead, 8-0, and he can afford to be aggressive. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball there, a quick 0-2. One down here in the top of the fifth. Will Moore in cruise control here, in full command of all his repertoire. 0-2, that ball is grounded slowly to left side. LeBou's going to cut it off. And make a strong throw a little bit up the line at first, but Porter snags it and applies the tag. Score that one 5-3. And a quick two down here. Top of the lineup is Ben Mayer, center fielder. He's 0 for 1. Walked in the first inning, struck out in the second. Ben Mayer batting right-handed here. Number 2. It's Colt 45's right-hander, Will Moore. That ball is fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Been in the count consistent, ahead in the count consistently all night is 45 starter Will Moore. Very aggressive here. He's ready, winds, kicks, and fires on the 0-1, and a check swing is down in the dirt. But he held up, that's 1-1. That ball misses as well, and they're now 2-1. 7:15 p.m. start time tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow night at exactly the same time, 6 o'clock on Sunday. That ball's down low now, 3-1. Just missed there on the fastball. All three games against the Reading Tigers. Originally had the Santa Rosa Rosebuds tonight and tomorrow, but unfortunately due to a medical emergency, family member of one of the coaching staff, they were unable to make it here. That ball just misses high. And Moore walks him on the 3-1 pitch. So Mayer reaches his second walk of the night. That'll bring up Troy Duenas. He hit into a fielder's choice in the first inning and had a single in the third. 1-for-2. Good size lead over there by Mayer. That's a line drive into the gap right center. And it's going to get down. Mayer's going to round the base and head to third. That one's going to go all the way to the wall. They're going to wind him, wave him home. Here he comes. Here comes the throw from second, and he is out! What a play by Hunter Heath, hitting the cutoff man and second baseman Ryan Torres Torioka out of Honolulu, Hawaii, throws a seed to the plate to cut down the runner and preserve the 8-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45's up 8-0. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here from Tiger Field, visiting Reading Tigers, taking on your hometown Reading Colt 45s. Andres Alburjas, the DH, going to lead off here in the bottom of the fifth. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the first and a ground out in the second. First pitch is a strike there from Alloways. Here's the 0-1. And he fouls that one off his foot, and he is dancing now as that one looks like it hurt. Might have got him on the shin and the foot there. So he'll take a walk. I want to remind you, this game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, recognizing their continued success contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC. We appreciate their sponsorship of the 45s here. Quick 0-2 on Alburjas. The DH tonight, he's been in right field most games. But just the bat work tonight. That ball is outside 1-2. An absolutely phenomenal defensive play in the top of the inning as a play at the plate to end the inning. That one is very high now, 2-2 to Al Burras. On an absolute rocket out to right center. That got all the way to the wall by Troy Duenas. And Ben Mayer trying to score from first. And the putout was 9-4-2. As Ryan Torres Torioka absolutely made a perfect throw on the cutoff play to get Mayer at the plate. Al Burras strikes out on the breaking ball there. One down now. That'll bring up DJ Porter. Doubled and scored in the first inning. That's a line drive on the ground, actually, a little bit to shortstop. One hopper, and he's out on one pitch. So quick two down here in the bottom of the fifth. 8-0, 45s, as they scored seven in the first, one in the fourth. That's the extent of the scoring. As Will Moore out of Taft, California, is spinning a gem here. Five shutout innings so far for the Taft, California native. That'll bring up Zach Trueblood here with two down and nobody on. He's your catcher tonight. Hitting seventh, he's 0-2, but he drove in a run on a ground out in the first. First pitch is a strike there. Redding, California native here. Zach Trueblood. That ball is low and away, 1-1. And that ball is down and away now, 2-1. I want to remind you, next week, 13th, 14th, and 15th of June is the Redding Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Swing and a miss there by Trueblood, now 2-2 with two down. Hit up RedingColt45s.com for full schedule and all the information you'll need. Got a lot of special promo nights here. A lot of fun for the kids. Bring the whole family. That's ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Third baseman's going to have a glance off his glove, and it looks like third baseman thought the shortstop was going to take it, and the shortstop thought the third baseman was going to take it, so it kicks into left field. Would have been a tough play deep in the hole there to get Trueblood anyway, so we'll call it a single. Two outs, runner on first. That'll bring up LeBou. LeBou's first at bat was an RBI double. That was our Kia drive of the game. Out to right center as he put a charge into one of the opposite field. Oh, and he gets hit on the shoulder there on the first pitch. So a hit by pitch there. LeBou will take his base. That'll push Trueblood up to second. And bring up Zach Taylor. He's 0-1 with the ground out. He's also been hit by a pitch. And playing some pretty silky smooth defense out there at shortstop with a couple nice plays already for the Madera, California native. We've been impressed thus far by his glove work out there at the six. Ball's very high now, 1-0. Alloways comes set, now ready. That ball's a breaking ball in there for a strike now, 1-1. LeBou at first, Trueblood at second. Taylor at the plate with two down here in the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45's up 8-0 on the strength of a seven-run first. Also got one last inning. Two-out rally here. That ball's down low on a breaking ball. Nice take there by Taylor on a tempting pitch, 2-1. Torres Torioka on deck. Had the defensive play of the night. Throwing a runner out at home trying to score from first on a double. Heath to Torioka to Trueblood, cutting him down. Swinging a little pop on the infield. It's going to bounce. And second baseman's going to take it on one bounce and throw him out at first. So that'll end the inning. No runs there on a hit batsman. We'll head to the top of the sixth. It's 8-0, 45. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Redding Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision.
Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Getting ready for the top of the sixth here, Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's Baseball. We've got a pitching change for the 45s. That's going to be Blake Williams, the right-hander out of Santa Rosa Junior College and a native of Alturas, California, 6'2 right-hander. Relieves Taft, California native Will Moore, who threw five shutout innings and was completely dominant, mixing his pitches and his speeds and his locations well. Great start tonight by Moore. He's in line for the win here, assuming the 45s can keep this healthy 8-0 lead intact. Williams winds and fires. That's a ground ball up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Torres. Torioki backhands it, winds and fires, and it is not in time. Calling an infield single here would have been an amazing play. We'll call it a leadoff single for Erickson. Brandon Erickson, his second hit of the game here. He's now 2-for-3. That'll bring up beer batter Brian Barrington. That's a mouthful. Beer batter Brian Barrington. He's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout. Has not obliged the fans with $1 beers here by striking out in any inning so far. Come down to the 45s here, $5 a ticket. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. And if the beer batter strikes out, it's $1 beers all inning long. Unfortunately, it's the cleanup hitter in the DH tonight, so probably a little tougher strikeout than normal. Usually you like to get a guy in the bottom half of the lineup, maybe a defensive guy who's a little light with the bat, but nonetheless, Williams is going to do his best here, 2-0. As all those pitches are out of the zone, down in the dirt. That one's on the outside corner now, 2-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce member FDIC, your bank of choice here in Northern California. That ball's down in the dirt now, 3-1. We're in the top of the sixth here. Three balls, one strike, nobody out. Runner on first after an infield single to lead off the inning by Brandon Erickson. Former Colt 45. And drawing the walk is going to be Brian Barrington, also a former Colt 45. So runners on first and second out for Zach Pete. He's 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Pete, the second baseman for the Tigers tonight. Standing in against Blake Williams out of Alturas, California. So another Northern California native here playing for the Reading Colt 45s this summer, and that ball is outside for a ball. Williams down at Santa Rosa Junior College, my old stomping grounds down there when I was at Sonoma State. And to tell you how old I am, I was actually at Sonoma State when they were still called the Cossacks. Since changed their name to the Seawolves as the Cossacks. Somewhat of an insensitive nickname there. 2-0. Called strike now. 2-1. For those of you not up on your Russian history, the Cossacks were a very interesting group of people. Go to Wikipedia if that's your thing. 3-1 now and a ball very high. Runner Turns on first and second, 3-1 here. That ball is topped foul. 3-2 now. Blake Williams on in relief here. Started the top of the inning. Relieving Will Moore, who threw 5 shutout innings. Looking very strong tonight. Here's the 3-2 now. That is a called strike 3, and he's out of there. Threw the bat to the bullpen, or threw the bat to the dugout and started towards first, but he was punched out. That ball was right at the knees, first out of the inning. That'll bring up Chuck Mathey. Right fielder is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. So one down now with runners on first and second. First ball is inside. 1-0. Get you an update on your Giants score if you don't want to know. Earmuffs for a few seconds. 2-1 Dodgers in the top of the sixth in San Francisco. That's Cueto versus Kershaw tonight. So a couple pitchers with only one loss apiece, and the expected pitcher's duel you would think it would be. Cueto has been absolutely lights out for your Giants. That's a foul ball back behind the screen. 1-1 now. As he comes into the game 9-1 with a 2.16 ERA. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on first and second for the Reading Tigers here. Blake Williams with a breaking ball down in the dirt. Beautiful pitch as he broke him down. Kind of gave up on the swing of there about halfway through. It's 1-2 now. Nice breaking ball in the dirt from Santa Rosa Junior College's Blake Williams. That's a line drive into the gap in right center field. Cutting it off at center is Ryan Williams. He comes up firing, and that'll keep the runner at third. Nice play by Williams there to limit the runner. We've got bases loaded now with 1 ounce as everybody just moves up 90 feet. That'll bring up Casarang, number 44. Second hit of the game for Mathey. Casarang 0-for-2 with a fielder's choice and a flyout thus far. That ball is very high. Breaking ball that didn't break. 1-0. Get you an update on your A's score. A's dropped the game tonight 2-1 in earlier action. That ball misses there now 2-0. A's lose 2-1. Sonny Gray took a no-hitter into the sixth, but the Reds scored twice in the seventh, and that was the difference. They win 2-1. Tough loss there for Sonny Gray. That 2-0 pitch is a strike now, 2-1. Bases loaded, one out here at Tiger Field in an 8-0 ball game, but the Tigers aren't threatening. And he misses there now, 3-1, as that ball's off the outside. And Blake Williams in a hitter's count here, 3-1. The first baseman, Casarang, with the bases loaded and only one out. Big pitch here. And that's a called strike. Delayed action called strike there as he waited quite a while there to call that strike, but nonetheless, it's 3-2. And the payoff pitch here. That ball is down low, and he walked him, so that'll score a run. Tigers are on the board as Erickson comes around to score. Everybody moves up to a base, and that's an RBI base on ball by Adam Casarang. Base is still loaded, one out here. First pitch strike there to Sonny Sequenza. Sequenza's been hit by a pitch and ground out to short. 0-for-1. First pitch is in there for a strike. Swing and a miss on a fastball right by him. 0-2 here. LeBou playing in a little bit at third. Porter even with the bag at first. So they'll try to knock down anything hit well there and get the force at the plate. Shortstop and second baseman at double play depth. That ball is tapped foul now. 0-2. Barely got a piece of that one. Sequenza at the plate. Chase Root, the catcher, on deck. He's also 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Williams comes set and fires. That ball is inside for a ball 1-2. Corners are in here with 1-2, and that ball is way inside. Almost hit him. 2-2 now. Looks like Williams might have lost that one a little bit. Here's the 2-2. Inside now 3-2. We'll go full here. One run across here. Bases loaded. One out for the Reading Tigers. 45's trying to limit the damage here. That ball is flied out to center. Williams coming in, and he's going to catch it on the dead run and make the throw to the plate. And holding up is the runner. So a nice play there by Williams. Caught it in stride. Used the momentum to make a nice throw home, and that'll be the second out of the inning. Score that one a fly out to number 7. Kind of reached out and just flipped that one into center, and it hung up. Not a lot of carry on it, so nobody able to advance. And two down now for the number 9 hitter, catcher Chase Root. Williams one hitter away from getting out of this with just one run. That ball has popped up. It looks like it's going to be out of play down the first baseline, and it is over the Tigers' dugout there. 8-1, Reading Colt 45s. We're in the top of the 6th here. Tigers broke through and have scored one run here off of Blake Williams. Your starter, Will Moore, out of Taft, California, threw 5 shutout innings and looked really, really good here in line for the win. That's a breaking ball over for a strike now. Quick 0-2 now en route. And Williams not wasting any time right back. You know, now he steps off. Gets the sign now, comes set. He delivers. That ball is driven to left field, but coming in is Hancock, and he makes the play easily. That'll end the inning. One run scored here for the Tigers. It's now 8-1, Reading Colt 45s. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, 3 young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the 6th here, Ryan Torres Torioka, the top of the lineup. To lead off, he's 2-for-3. Both those singles in the first inning. And that ball is down low. As the 45s put up a 7 spot, sent 10 hitters to the plate in that inning. Also got one in the fourth. They lead 8-1. Here's a ball off the end of the bat, not hit hard at second base. Hustling is Torioka, and he beats that one out. Impressive speed, and the crowd lets him hear it here. Great hustle by Torres Torioka. As that ball looked like he just kind of nubbed it off the end of the bat, second baseman took his time and took too much time. Torres Torioka beats it out. His third infield single of the night, and he's fun to watch on the base path, so we'll see if, with nobody out, he's got a green light, or what manager Greg Catteray wants to do here. All kinds of options with Hancock at the plate. They check over at first, and Torioka dives back. J.J. Hancock, one for two with a walk and a double. He scored twice. He was the one run in the fourth inning. He had a one-out double, and then Ryan Williams brought him home on an RBI groundout. First pitch is a ball. Here comes the second pitch. That one's high and away. Now ball two, 2-0. On Hancock. Big hole on the right side. Runner being held on. Swing and a miss. On an off-speed pitch. Swung right through it. Now 2-1. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Proud supporters of the Colt 45s. Members, FDIC, your bank of choice here in Northern California. Reading Bank of Commerce takes action to improve the well-being of others in a community. And that's a responsibility and commitment they've upheld since 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, and proud sponsors of the 45s here. Now 2-1. That's a line drive shot into left center field. Torioka is going to stop at second, and as that one got out to the center fielder in a hurry. Nice at bat there by Hancock. His third hit of the night. Second hit of the night. Third time he's been on base, I should say. So back-to-back singles here. By Torioka and Hancock. That's all right. Didn't want to have any suspense when I watch the Warriors game later anyway. 8-1 here, 45s. Ryan Williams here with two on and nobody out. I'm a little Lex Disick tonight. And that ball misses 1-0. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down the dirt as he did not get cheated there. Big cut by the center fielder. 1-1 now. Hunter Heath on deck. Torioka takes his lead. That ball is driven deep to left field. Very high. Looks like it's going to be playable. About a step in front of the wall, and he makes the play on the track, actually. So Williams just gets under it. Almost got that one out of here. But it's a long out, number one. And that'll bring up Hunter Heath. He's going to be thinking about that one later. He spun on that one, but just got under it a little bit. Flew out to the wall. And I tell you, Williams, there is some pop in that bat. That ball just jumps off his bat. Didn't even make great contact there and still almost got it out of here. Here's Hunter Heath, your cleanup hitter. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Drove in 2 in the first. That's a breaking ball in there. Too low for a ball. 1-0. Runners on first and second. Torioka and Hancock. Torioka at second, Hancock at first, with one down here for the cleanup hitter Heath. Swing and a miss right through that one, 1-1. Logan Alloways came in the first inning with just one out, and he's yielded just one run in five-plus innings thus far, as we're here in the bottom of the sixth. Check swing there, and Heath able to hold up as that one's down in the dirt now, 2-1. Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Oklahoma Baptist University won a college championship with a walk-off grand slam. It's a nice way to end your college season there. And hopped on a plane, came out here and played for the 45s. Swing and a miss, or rather, swing and a foul back to the screen. 2-2 now. Two-two to Heath, swing and a breaking ball, and it looks like he realized it halfway through and slowed his swing down so he could foul it off. Good defensive swing there by Heath on a pitch he was fooled on. We'll keep it 2-2. Alburjas on deck. He's already got an RBI and three at-bats tonight as well. Drove in a run on an RBI groundout. Sorry, an RBI single in the first, I should say. 1-for-3. Swing and a miss by Heath, and he's down on strikes for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Al Borjas. Torioka still out there at second. Hancock at first, now with two down. Andres Al Borjas out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. One of two Venezuelans we have on the team tonight. Both of them out of the Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Alloway's 0-1. The other, Jonathan Alvarez, who caught last night, has the night off as True Blood doing the duties tonight behind the plate. Here's the 0-1 for Alloway's. That's inside for ball 1-1. Oh, and he hit him in the helmet. That one looks like it got away from him and clipped him, possibly on the bill of the helmet or at the top of. He looks none the worse for wear as he gets up right away and jogs right down there. So no harm done, it seems, but it's a hit batsman on Al Borjas. That'll load the bases. Torioka over to third, Hancock to second. Al Borjas will take his base over at first on the hit by pitch. That'll bring up D.J. Porter. He had a double and scored in the first. He's 1-for-3. Porter. 8-1 here. 45's in the bottom of the sixth. This is game 9 of 45 that we're going to do all summer long. Full schedule on RedandColt45s.com. We'll be doing it all the way through the first week of August. That's a fly ball into right field. Should be playable. Coming in and making the play, and that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the seventh here, 8-1-45. You're listening to Redding Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Getting ready for the top of the seventh here. It's 8-1 Redding Colt 45's over the Redding Tigers. Blake Williams getting ready to start his second inning of work. In relief of Taft, California native Will Moore, who threw five shutout innings in the start, he's in line for the win. Seven runs in the bottom of the first for the 45's, one in the fourth. One in the top of the sixth off of Williams. Last inning to break the scorelessness for the Tigers, but it stands at 8-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Bank of Commerce. Redding Bank of Commerce recognizes their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Redding Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice here in Northern California, member FDIC. So our thanks to them for their support of Redding Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Leading off for the Tigers this inning, going to be the top of the lineup, Ben Mayer. He's walked twice and struck out. He's 0-for-1. And that ball high and inside, and they're going to call it a hit by pitch. Yeah, it evidently did. Got him on the upper arm there, so. Leadoff man on with a hit by pitch here. That'll bring up Duenas. Last time Duenas was up, he hit a double to right center field, and on the defensive play of the night, Hunter Heath to Ryan Torres-Torioka as the cutoff man, and Torioka from the outfield grass in right field guns down Ben Mayer, trying to score from first on that double. An absolute web gem. A pity ESPN's camera's not here tonight, as that one would definitely be on the top 10 tonight. Foul ball off to the side there by Troy Duenas, shortstop for the Tigers. He's 2 for 3. He's got that single and a double. LeBou dives, unable to get it at third. That's a long throw for Taylor. Nice play. Zachary Taylor. Have a game at shortstop. Zachary Taylor. That's about the third play he's made deep in the hole at short. Showing off the arm there is Zachary Taylor. Guns him down from deep in the hole for the first out of the inning. Score that one 6-3. Moving up to second is Ben Mayer. So one out now, runner on second here for the number three hitter, Brandon Erickson, former Colt 45 himself. He's 2 for 3, two singles. And there's a third one there, as that's a line drive up the middle. And they're going to hold the runner as Williams comes up firing. So third hit of the night for Brandon Erickson. He's also hit into a double play. He singled and scored last inning. That's the lone run for the Tigers. Now runners on first and third. With one out, that'll bring up Brian Barrington, the DH. 0 for 2 with a walk. He's the beer batter tonight. Has not obliged the fans with a strikeout yet. Probably be his last chance as they cut off beer sales here in the eighth inning. Blake Williams gets him to foul that one out of play. 0-1 here. Great crowd here tonight. Reading versus Reading. We always get a good one. Originally had the Santa Rosa Rosebuds scheduled for tonight and tomorrow and the Reading Tigers for a 6 p.m. Sunday game. But unfortunately, a medical emergency for one of the coaching staff for Santa Rosa necessitated them to cancel. So we send our best down to the Rosebuds down there. Hopefully we can reschedule and get you up here later this year. And our condolences there on the reason for the cancellation. Certainly hate to have that happen. Here's the 0-2. That's a line drive. And Torres-Torioka has a glance off his glove. They still got to play at second, and they're going to get him as a nice play on the hustle there as he leapt and had to use every inch of his 5'8 frame to knock that one down. He kind of skipped into center field, but he's able to recover. Flip it to the shortstop, Taylor, for the second out of the inning. The run will score. So score that one. A 4-6 fielder's choice for Barrington and a putout. So Erickson is erased, one RBI for Barrington, and it's 8-2 here with two down and a runner on first. I'll bring up Paul Bigelow. He's going to bat in the spot here originally set by Zach Pete. So Paul Bigelow, number 24, will hit. It's 1-1 now here. That ball's down low, 2-1. Now 2-1 with two down, runner on first. Williams gets him to pop that one up on the infield. Should be playable for Taylor. He's going to bring it in. That'll end the inning. Seventh inning stretch time. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
All right, man. Grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the seventh here. Kyle DeFord and Matt Andovelli bringing you Reading Colt 45's Baseball. 45's up 8-2. We had a rousing rendition of God Bless America there by a friend of the 45, Scott Lewis. And also Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So a lot of fun stuff between innings here. Got stuff for the kids. Dizzy Bat races, the water pitcher race. So bring the kids, bring the whole family down here. First pitch is the ball there to True Blood. Now 2-0. I want to remind you tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, recognizing their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. They take action to improve the well-being of others, and they view that as a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC. That ball also outside there to Chubut, now 3-1, and it's going to be a called strike. Now 3-2, so battling back against Chubut. And here's the full count pitch from Alloway's, shaking off the sign. Now he comes set and fires. That ball is in there. Called strike three on the breaking ball. Didn't look like Trueblood liked it, but it looked pretty good from here. Out number one. So he's set down looking. He's now 1-for-4 with an RBI. That'll bring up LeBou. He had our Kia drive of the game in the first inning, an RBI double. Deep to right center, showing some nice opposite field power there. That's a ground ball through the hole and the first pitch single as LeBou's got two hits tonight. Some nice at-bats by the Cottonwood native there. That'll bring up Zachary Taylor. One out single puts LeBou on first. Oh for 2 with a hit by pitch is Zach Taylor, but that doesn't tell the story as he's been absolutely stellar at short tonight. With the glove. That ball's a line drive to center field, sinking fast. Is he going to have a play on it? No, it's going to get by the center fielder. It's going to roll for a while. Headed to third is LeBou. Headed to second is Taylor. He's going to be in there with a double. And they're going to hold the runner at third. So one out double here by Taylor. That was a sinking line drive that center fielder unable to come up with. Good defense by his teammates backing him up there. But we've got runners on second and third for the top of the lineup, Ryan Torres Torioka. He's 3-for-4 with 3 infield singles. Run scored in the first. See, he's been a thorn in the side of the Reading Tigers all night here. They made some nice defensive plays as himself as well. That's a chopper and foul. Ryan Torres Torioka out of Hawaii Pacific University. Not many states, I'd say, are as beautiful as California, but Hawaii gives us a run for our money. Swing and a miss there by Torres Torioka. Now down 0-2. Nice breaking ball there by Alloways. On deck, J.J. Hancock out of Washington State. Washington State Cougar coming down the I-5 for us here. That's a chopper up the middle. And going to be a tough play by the shortstop. He comes up firing, and he's safe. And an RBI single there again. The fourth infield single tonight for Ryan Torres Torioka. They just can't get this guy out. Who needs to get out of the infield? Four hits on four ground balls. Doing it the hard way, beating out the single. And an RBI for his efforts as LeBoux comes around to score. Taylor over to third. Runners at the corners now for Hancock. That one is fouled out of play.
San Francisco 2, Dodgers 2, bottom of the
set. So 0-1 here on Hancock. And he fouls that one back a quick 0-2 now. One out now, runners on the corners for Hancock. He's 2-for-3 with a walk. He's also scored twice. Got a double and a single thus far. That's a line drive into the gap. That's going to get down, and that's an RBI. Holding up at second is Torres Torioka. Had to wait to see if it was going to drop. So an RBI single there. Have a game, J.J. Hancock, fourth hit. Third hit, pardon me, 3-for-4. And we're going to have a pinch hitter here for DH, or for the right fielder, Hunter Heath. Or sorry, pardon me, for Ryan Williams, the center fielder, making his Colt 45's debut tonight. Number 27, Chandler Anderson out of Park City, Utah. So he's going to bat for the center fielder, Williams. Anderson, number 27. A 6'2 outfielder just finished his freshman year at the University of Utah. That's a line drive deep to left field. It's headed back, way back. It's off the wall. Torres Torioka scores. And now they've... Oh, and it looks like the runner stopped it at second base. And they've got him in a rundown. We've got a something of a mess here on the base paths. As the runner stopped at second base on a long fly ball off the wall. But the run scores, so we'll call it an RBI single there.
Oh, my gosh, that was crazy. Nice hit.
Don't know how you'd score that one, but, yeah, first at bat for Chandler Anderson. He just about put it out of here. An absolute rocket off the left field wall.
Oh, yeah, just got here, and he has a great hit, Kyle. That's awesome.
Way to make a debut there, Chandler Anderson, the Utah Ute.
Yeah, Kyle, he left his house at 3:30 this morning in Utah. Isn't that crazy?
None the worse for wear on that swing. He put a charge into that one, just about put it out of here. I thought he did get it all out of here, but it was, didn't have enough lift. Certainly had enough velocity. Just about knocked the Wind River Casino sign off the wall out there. So now 11-2 as the 45s have pushed across three here. He fouls that one back out of play. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on the corners here. Breaking ball doesn't break there. 2-1. Three runs already home here. Just one out. That ball is driven to right field. This should be deep enough to score the runner, and it will be. And it's going to drop. The right fielder kind of looked at the center fielder, and they both thought the other guy was going to take it, so that'll be a double and an RBI. It's now 12-2. So an RBI double
Andrew Bates. Pitch hitting for Andre Almiron. He's from Boise, Idaho. He plays at Seattle University. Then he's Colt 45 debut. Put your hands together. Number 8, Jake Taylor.
So we're going to have a pinch hitter here for Al Burjas. It's going to be Jake Taylor making his Colt 45's debut here. Just finished up his freshman year at Seattle University out of Boise, Idaho. 6 foot right-handed hitter wearing number 8.
Kyle, he drove here too. That's crazy.
That is commitment is what that is.
That's crazy.
We got people leaving their houses at the wee hours of the morning and playing a baseball game at night. So we're going to see Jake Taylor, and he's got a high bar to set up to his Chandler Anderson in his debut. Nearly put one out of here. Let's see what Jake can do. You know, we shouldn't be surprised with Chandler Anderson because last year we had some Utah Utes on this team, and they absolutely lit it up offensively too. So message to all you listening out there in the state of Utah, send us all the ball players you want because obviously you guys can hit out there. 12-2.
They did win a Pac-12 championship this year. So.
Yeah, they don't... No slouches out there in the Utah Ute program. Quite a year in the football arena this year, too, as they were contending in a top 10 spot there as well. Mad respect to the Utah athletic program out there. Quick 0-2 here on Jake Taylor out of Seattle University. Runners at second and third, two down now. That ball is foul down the right field line. It's going to get out of play. Still 0-2. So Anderson at third, Heath at second. Four runs already home here. That ball is very high, 1-2 now. So manager Greg Catteray getting some guys some at-bats here and some debuts as this lead is ballooned to 12-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. Seven in the first, one in the fourth, and a four spot here in the seventh. You love to see those crooked numbers up there for the home team. Now 2-2 as that one misses. That ball is fouled back, so Taylor giving him a battle here. He was down 0-2. He's fought to get it back to 2-2. First base open, runners on second and third. Still only one down here. Logan Alloways had given up just one run in six-plus innings, and they've got to him this time here. Taylor swings and misses on a ball in the dirt. That's going to be an out. They throw down to first to get the force. That's the second out of the inning. That'll bring up D.J. Porter, the first baseman, as the 45s have batted around here. Ninth man to bat in the inning. Porter's 1-for-4 with a double in the first inning. He also scored in that inning. First pitch is high there, 0-1. 12-2, 45 is bottom of the seventh here. From Redding, California, that's a breaking ball down in the dirt, 1-1. True Blood on deck. He led off this inning. Actually led off with a strikeout, and then the rally began. Has not let up yet. That's a swing and a ground ball to short. Up with it and making the play, and Porter is retired. So that'll end the inning. Four runs, though. Pushes the lead to 12-2. Redding Colt 45's up on the Redding Tigers. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Redding Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all-day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the top of the eighth here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. 12-2, Redding Colt 45's getting the best of the Redding Tigers here tonight. Four runs in the bottom of the seventh. We're going to have a pitching change here. We'll get you the info here. Get you that info as it becomes available. Couple defensive changes here. Looks like we've got Taylor out in left field now. He pinch hit for Al Verhaas. So he stays in the game at left field.
Okay.
Left fielder Chuck Matthews.
Chuck Mathey up here leading off, right fielder for the Tigers in the top of the eighth. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Bank of Commerce, recognizing their continued success contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Redding Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC, proud sponsors of the 45s. 1-0 count here. That ball is a swing and a miss. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss there. Now 1-2. An offensive eruption here tonight from the Redding Colt 45s. They have had two innings where they bat around. Swing and a miss. A strikeout there. One down. Paul Young is going to pinch hit for the Tigers here for Adam Kasserang, so his night is completed here. Young, number 33 here. One out, nobody on. Swing and a miss, now 0-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out on three pitches. So a quick two outs here on two strikeouts for the 45s. Both swinging. That'll bring up Benji Edwards in the left fielder. Pinch hitting here. Swing and a miss. He's down 0-1. And a quick 0-2 here as he swings and misses that one as well. 12-2, 45s, top of the eighth here. On a great night for baseball, we are under the lights at Tiger Field. Swinging a line drive to left center field, and it's going to hang up. That's the third out of the inning. So we'll At the bottom of the eighth here, still 12-2. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945-8.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the bottom of the eighth here, 12-2, Reading Colt 45s over the Reading Tigers. Zach Trueblood going to lead off the inning here. If that sounds familiar, it's because he led off last inning as well, as the Colt 45s batted around, scored four runs, sent nine men to the plate. They batted around in the first and the seventh, scoring 11 runs between those two innings. They lead 12-2 right now. So here's Trueblood. First pitch is in there. Evidently not in there. It's a ball. Not sure where that one missed, but it did. Jared Martin now pitching for the Reading Tigers, number 31. Quick 2-0 here, and that's a breaking ball in there for a strike now. 2-1. Kicks and fires. That ball is fouled right over our heads in the booth. 2-2 now. So Alloways ends up going 6 2/3 for the Tigers. Gave up five runs of his own. That ball is high and away now. 3-2. Here's the 3-2 to Trueblood. It's a breaking ball, and he's just able to foul it back there. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice here in the Northern California area. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce member FDIC, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s. We'll line up and do it again here for another 3-2 pitch. Martin kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball outside for a ball. And a walk on the full count pitch. Trueblood will reach. Now bring up Austin LeBou. Nice night at the plate for LeBou. RBI double in the first. And a single and scored in the seventh. He's 2 for 4. True Blood takes his lead at first, being held on. LeBoux hits that one very high to center field, playable. And that's a one pitch out for Martin, so LeBoux is retired. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Zach Taylor. Had a sinking line drive that turned into a double as the center fielder dove and was unable to make the play. He's 1 for 3 with a hit by pitch. And he's turned in a nice night at shortstop with the glove. He steps in with one out, one on, in the bottom of the eighth here of the 12-2 ball game. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. 1-0. Martin's got two speeds, it looks like, soft and softer. It's been pretty much all breaking balls here from the Tigers right-hander. And he floats that one in there, but it's high, 2-0. On deck would be Torres Torioka. He's 4 for 5 with 4 infield singles. Never seen anything like it. But he has absolutely shown off the wheels tonight, as well as the arm. That's a strike in there, 2-1 now.
Position is the best way to look.
Two one now on Torioka. Big hole on the right side. Martin kicks and fires. That ball's outside. Correction, that's still Zach Taylor. Get my Colt 45's middle infielders mixed up here. 3-1 to Taylor. That ball is high, and two straight walks to start the frame here by Martin. That'll bring up Torres Torioka now with two on and one out. So walk, fly out, walk. And the 45s have a no-hit rally going here. Up 12-2 in the bottom of the eighth. And we turn it over to the top of the lineup, fifth at bat. Correction, sixth at bat here for Torioka. That one kicks away from the catcher. Runner's going to advance to third. Now we've got runners at the corners. True Blood to third. Taylor stays put at first. Infielders at double play depth. But good luck doubling up the speedy Torioka unless it's hit right at somebody. That's a breaking ball that falls in there for a strike. On deck is Hancock. He's 3 for 4 with a walk. Hitting now, Torioka 4 for 5. So 7 hits out of the first 2 spots in the lineup for the 45s. You got to love the table setters. Absolutely getting it done. Plus Hancock's got a walk, so 8 base runners in 10 plate appearances for the top 2 men in the lineup for the 45s tonight. Here's the 2-1. That ball is down in the dirt, and it kicks away from the catcher. And True Blood is going to stay put at third. Taylor moves up to second, so call that one a pass ball. Still only one out here, 3-1. On the 45, second baseman. Martin comes set and fires. That ball is high. Ball 4. So the bases are loaded here. It's been 3 walks for the 7, 9, and 1 hitters. Mixed in a flyout by LeBoux there to get the only out of the inning thus far. But we're going to have bases loaded with 1 out for J.J. Hancock. As I mentioned before, 3 for 4 with a walk. He scored 3 times tonight.
How about it for the 45? Left fielder, number 6, J.J. Hancock.
Washington State Cougar J.J. Hancock steps in with 1 out and the bases loaded. This one already well in hand, 12-2 by the 45s, but they're going to try and get greedy here. That ball bounces in just past the plate. That's low for ball one. Here's the 1-0. That ball is very far outside now, 2-0. He's in danger of walking home a run here. On deck is Chandler Anderson. He pinch hit last inning and nearly homered in his Colt 45's debut. We were told earlier he left his house in Utah at 3:30 this morning and drove to California. And then promptly steps in and hits a rocket off the wall in left field.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Sleep deprivation, yeah. Not an issue for these 18 to 22-year-old college baseball players. Sleep is for the weak. 3-1 here. Swing and a miss on a curveball that just floated in there, and Hancock's upset with himself. Now 3-2. Full count. Bases loaded. One out. Colt 45's left fielder, J.J. Hancock, already 3-for-4 with the walks, scored 3 runs at the plate. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound as the pitcher calls for the catcher to come out and talk about it here. Taylor Spencer, your catcher now for the Redding Tigers, number 5. He's relieved Chase Root. And that is a strike 3 there. And that'll set down Hancock. Perhaps a let's get this game over with call there a little bit. What we'll call a plausible strike. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. He's got the bases loaded now with 2 down. He hit one about a foot away from a home run. His first time up, and that ball has popped up to first base on the first pitch. That'll end the inning. So Martin gets out of it here as a bases loaded 1-out jam, and he pitches out of it with a strikeout and a pop-out. That'll end the inning. We're headed to the top of the ninth here, 12-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here, and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs, or visit us online at readingccw.com.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the top of the ninth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. This is game 9 out of 45 on the season. You can get the entire schedule on readingcolt45.com. We're going to line up and do it again tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as well, and a 6 p.m. start on Sunday, all against the Reading Tigers here. Starting his second inning of work here is Simpson University's own Zach Morgan, left-hander. And he'll pitch to number five, Taylor Spencer, taking his first at-bat here. And a quick 1-2 now as Morgan with a big lead here, just attacking the strike zone. It's 1-2 now. Here's a pitch, a swing and a miss, and Spencer is set down on strikes with the first out of the inning. One out now. I want to remind you tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Tonight's game, we recognize that their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Reading Bank of Commerce member FDIC. Your bank of choice. 0-1 here from Morgan. As Ben Mayer steps in. That ball's down the dirt now, 1-1. He's 0-1, two walks and a hit by pitch. So only one official at bat here. One ball, one strike, one out. That ball is popped foul out of play. So 1-2 now. One and two now here with one down in a 12-2 ball game. Morgan kicks and fires. And that ball is very high, 2-2. Should this 12-2 lead hold up here in the ninth, Will Moore would be your winning pitcher out of Taft, California. Called strike three there, and Mayer didn't like it. There's two down now, and the Reading Tigers will be drinking at the Last Chance Saloon. My small tribute to my predecessor and good friend, great Nate Aberre. You can follow him on @NateWST for all the soccer talk you could ever hope for. Two down now. First pitch is a strike there to Duenas. One for four with a single. Or rather, one for four with a double, I should say. But unfortunately for him, that double led to one of the best defensive play of the night. As it was a Heath to Torres Torioka to Trueblood outfield assist, throwing out the runner trying to score from first. An absolute beauty. Now 1-2 here. Cole 45 trying to close this one out. Down to their last strike are the Tigers. And that ball is grounded to second. This should do it. Torres Torioka up with it. Makes the throw. And he is out. Oh, they're going to say he was safe on that one. So great hustle there. Torres Torioka realized he was beating it down the line pretty fast and made a strong throw at the last second. Put some mustard on it, but they're going to call him safe. So we'll give him an infield single, and not quite done yet, folks. So one out, runner on first. That'll bring up Brendan Erickson. One of the few bright spots for the Tigers tonight. He's 3-for-4. With three singles, he's also scored one of the two runs for the 45s. First pitch is in there for a strike. Runner on first, one out. In a 12-2 ball game, Morgan fires below the zone, 1-1. Third baseman Erickson watches that one very high now, 2-1. Should he reach, it'd be the DH Brian Barrington on deck. Morgan trying to shut the door here. Swing and a miss, 2-2 now. So two balls, two strikes, two outs in the top of the ninth of a 12-2 ball game. We're here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com, bringing you every game all year long. They're down to their last strike, are the Tigers. Ball's down in the dirt. Now 3-2. But Duenas will get a head start over there at first with a full count and two down. Zach Morgan pitching to Brandon Erickson. Throw over to first to check the runner, and he's back. Three and two. Here's the payoff pitch. The ball is fouled back, and we'll line up and do it again. Well-played ball game tonight by the 45s, as we've seen some great defense, and, of course, the two big innings, seven runs in the first, four runs in the seventh. They also tacked on one in the fourth. And the pitching and the defense for the 45s has been great tonight. That ball is down low and a walk. So Erickson reaches. And assuming the Tigers make no outs from here on out, the next time Erickson comes up to the plate, he'll be the tying run. I'll take whatever odds you want on that. So two down here, Morgan. Got a quick two strikeouts and an infield single and a walk, so Tigers hanging on. First pitch is a strike there to Barrington. First and second, two down, top of the ninth here. Simpson University's own Zach Morgan, left-hander. That ball is out to right field, and Torres Torioka is going to make the play, and that'll end the game. So final score here is 12-2. Reading Colt 45s beat up on the Reading Tigers. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with your Reading Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Kyle DePore here at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460, bringing you the Colt 45's postgame show here. 12-2 the final, and an offensive eruption in the first inning. 7 runs scored as 10 men went to the plate. And our co-players of the game tonight, the number 1 and number 2 hitters in the lineup, who in 12 plate appearances reached base 9 times between them. We're going to start with J.J. Hancock, the left fielder here. He went 3-for-5 with a walk, scored 3 runs. And that first inning, it looked like they just the starter, of course, only went a third of an inning. They ended up bringing in the right-hander there. But you had 2 at-bats in that first inning. Torioka had 2 at-bats in that first inning. What were you guys seeing off the starter there that allowed you guys to take such great at-bats and make such great contact?
Well, my first at-bat, he didn't throw me a single strike, so I really got my timing down to be ready for anything he threw at me. So when I got in that second at bat, I was ready for anything he threw at me. Even though it lined out, it was still a pretty good contact.
Yeah, as you mentioned, 3-for-5 in that second at bat in the first inning there was a line shot right at the left fielder there. But you walked and scored in the first. You had your first triple of the season in the fourth there as on an absolute rocket out to right center and scored in that inning as well. Then you had a single in the sixth, and a single and scored in the seventh. So reaching base 4 times in 6 plate appearances, it's fun to watch a game like that up here from the stands, but it's got to be even more fun when you just keep the line moving like that as a team.
If felt actually really, it was actually kind of fun knowing that we're actually all contributing and we're all keeping the line moving. It was really fun.
Yeah, you know, it's unusual when you have a game where you score 12 runs as a team. Nobody has more than two RBIs. So it was really a team effort here. And I can't say enough about Will Moore, five shutout innings as he was mixing speeds and locations really nicely, the Taft, California native. And the bullpen came in and kept it to two runs. But a seven spot in the first inning, a four spot in the seventh inning, and you guys batted around twice. We've had some very tightly contested games here, some pitchers' duels here. Must have felt good to kind of break out tonight and really get the line moving.
It felt actually really good coming off, you know, last night's loss. You know, we really had a little more chip on our shoulder to try to come out here and really show, you know, you can't knock us out twice. So
absolutely. 49ers. 45's split a two-game series with the Novato Knicks the last two nights. We're scheduled to play the Santa Rosa Rosebuds tonight and tomorrow, but unfortunately a family emergency, a health emergency from one of the coaching staff there, so they had to cancel. The 45's able to step in here. We appreciate them coming out to play. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 7:15. I want to thank J.J. Hancock for being on the show here, the pride of Kennewick, Washington, and Washington State University Cougar. We were asking him where that was, and I said, where is that in relation to Spokane? And he told me, I said, oh, so you're pretty much Idaho is what you were saying.
Yeah,
then.
Pretty much, right over there.
So, absolutely. Anybody you'd like to say hi to up there in Kennewick or up in Pullman?
Actually, my parents are probably listening, so hi, Mom. I didn't throw anything today. So.
When you go 3 for 5 and reach base four times and score three times, it's good times all around. So strong performance by J.J. Hancock. Thanks for being on the show tonight. I want to bring in Ryan Torres Torioka here, the second baseman and leadoff hitter. And something I've never really seen before, four infield hits in one game. It seemed like if the ball bounced twice, you were going to beat it out. And a lot of fun to watch out there. What did you see from the in all those at-bats? It seemed like you... all you had to do was put it in play, and you were going to get on base. What have you ever had a game like that with that many infield hits all at once?
Not really. I just started hitting left-handed, and then my coaches is like, you know, you can utilize your speed, so all you have to do is get the ball on the ground and see what happens.
Yeah, you start 3 or 4 feet closer to first base when you're in that batter's box there. How long have you been switch hitting?
I started switch hitting about a month ago.
Oh, just a month ago there.
A month and a half.
So this is kind of a trial here for this summer. So you've always hit right-handed your entire career then. Now you had the absolute defensive play of the night as a runner on first, and we had a double out to right center. Hunter Heath gave you a great throw to the cutoff, and from short right field you absolutely threw a seed to home plate, the defensive play of the game to keep the game scoreless at that point. What can you tell us about that play, and what did you see, and how did that unfold for you?
Well, first of all, I gotta give a big thanks to Hunter for giving me an opportunity and I throw to put a good throw at the plate. So I got a good throw and then utilized my abilities and then just try my best to give a good throw to home.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch you. You've been a terror on the base paths and getting on at the higher, as we mentioned, between you and JJ here on base 9 times in 12 plate appearances. You went 4 for 5 with a walk, scored twice. He was 3 for 5 with a walk, scored 3 times. And when you're moving the line like that, as we mentioned, 7 runs in the first inning. You had 2 hits in the first inning before we even had 2 outs, or 2 outs. Yeah, you had 2 hits before there were 2 outs. Yeah. It's a lot of fun when you're going like that. I mentioned to JJ, it looked like the starter for the Tigers tonight. Andrew Miller was laboring a little bit out there, might not have had his best stuff. He was taken out in the first inning, might have had a little trouble there. But you guys took great at bats, put good swings on it, and you know, it's hit it where they ain't, and you guys did that all night here, putting up a 4 spot in the seventh as well. But, yeah, and another play out there at second base. So you and Taylor out there between second and short, a great defensive game tonight. He had some nice hole throws from deep in the hole at short, but you had one where you leapt and knocked down a line drive and still got the force at second on a hustle play there. What do you attribute to that? Is that just an instinct play there? Or?
That is, yeah, beginning of the play, you gotta kind of like survey it, like see like with wherever the ball is hit, react to it. And I went with my instinct. I knew Zach was gonna be there, so got a good throw.
Well, and the ball was hit so hard that the runner at first base was kind of in no man's land. It glanced off the top of your glove and skipped away a little bit into center field, but you're able to scramble over there and make the play. A nice hustle play. We've seen some really great defense the last few nights, and some strong pitching here as well. Once again, a 12-2 victory. We've been talking to Honolulu, Hawaii native, and Honolulu Pacific University player Ryan Torres Torioka. Again, 4-for-5 tonight with a walk and 2 runs scored on base 5 times all night long. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Anybody you'd like to say hi to back in Hawaii?
Mom, my dad, my brothers, and my girlfriend.
How many brothers do you have?
I get 2 brothers. One year younger and one who is 10.
Oh, there you go. Well, hello out there to all of the Torres Toriokas and friends and family in Hawaii on KCNR1460.com. Once again, your final score here tonight, 12-2 in the top of the lineup with Torres Torioka and Hancock, a big reason why, as they put it on the Redding Tigers here. Once again, 12-2, your final score. This is for Matty Novelli and Kyle DeFore and my engineer Jared King back in the studio. This has been KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15. Redding Tigers at your hometown 45s. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow night.
It includes increases for the Capitol Police and freezes congressional salaries. Appropriations Chairman Hal Rogers calls it a good bill.
It targets funds to critical operations while keeping a close eye on every tax dollar spent.
In one of the more contentious provisions, it prevents the Library of Congress from discontinuing use of the term illegal aliens. The library had proposed changing that search term to either non-citizen or unauthorized immigration.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Muhammad Ali has been laid to rest after an all-day send-off in his beloved Louisville, Kentucky. It included a crosstown procession in which an estimated 100,000 people tossed flowers on the hearse, held signs, and chanted his name. Some prospective jurors have refused to serve in the courtroom of the California judge who sentenced a former Stanford University swimmer to 6 months in jail for sexual assault. Jurors were dismissed from service this week on an unrelated case in Santa Clara County Court before Judge Aaron Persky after they came forward with their complaints. He has faced intense outcry after sentencing Brock Turner last week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Senator Marco Rubio is urging lawmakers to provide full funding to battle the Zika virus.
Senator and former presidential contender says lawmakers should meet President Obama's request to provide $1.9 billion. A House Senate Conference Committee is working out a compromise between two versions of the bill. The House version provides $622 million. The Senate bill provides $1.1 billion. Senator Rubio says time is of the essence in the conference committee's negotiations. He also says his home state of Florida, along with Puerto Rico, are expected to be hardest hit by Zika, and he writes it is imperative that Americans be protected. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
A high-level United Nations conference devoted to ending the AIDS epidemic by 2030 has closed with countries committing to nearly doubling the number of people who receive life-saving HIV treatment over the next 5 years. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Pennsylvania utility regulators have voted to reconsider the record-setting $11.4 million fine they imposed on ride-hailing company Uber.
The Public Utility Commission fined San Francisco-based Uber in April for operating in Pennsylvania for 6 months in 2014 without the required approval. Uber contends the amount of the fine is unreasonable. The company argued it successfully filled a void in the state's transportation infrastructure. It wants the fine recalculated using the number of days it violated state authority, not the number of trips it provided.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Tom Wolf and Pittsburgh area officials have asked the commission to greatly reduce the fine. The Golden State Warriors are one game from repeating as NBA champs. They scored a come-from-behind 108-97 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they now lead the finals 3-1. Game 5 will be played Sunday in Oakland. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Only one more day of racing, Johnny. One more day. Can't you hear your horses racing? One more day. Only one more day, me Johnny. One more day. For rock and roll me over. One more day. One more day.
Radio station has consciously decided not to spend money on a delay switch, not to conduct a careful background check of the people it places on the air, and to allow individuals to say almost anything they want in foreign languages without having staff on duty who can even understand what they're saying.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
David Wiley of Clarksville, Tennessee, was urinating on the sales floor at a Walmart. He was trying to put a package of trout in his pants. The officer wrote that Wiley was not concerned because he told the cop it was a misdemeanor. Don't worry about it. Oh, okay. Everything happens at Walmart. If you can urinate on the floor of a Walmart and you can put a trout in your pants and know that it's a misdemeanor, you might be a redneck.
Talk unhinged.
Why does everything happen at Walmart? Why? I don't understand that the crazy happens there. And here's a touching story right now. Hector, count me in. This is going to be, we're going to give this to the Associated Press. Really good.
All ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Frank Swanson was a cashier at Walmart in West Palms, Missouri for nearly 2 decades. Frank Swanson was well known in the local community. Can you cut that?
No.
Please.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Frank Swanson was a cashier at a Walmart in West Plains, Missouri for nearly 2 decades. He was well known in the local community as an enthusiastic worker who loved to hug customers. He was fired just 20 days short of his 20th anniversary. The workers' right group Making a Change at Walmart released this statement. It appears Walmart fired workers for being decent and kind. So if you believe in hugs or being nice to customers, don't apply for a job at Walmart. Jess Levin, Washington, D.C., for Making a Change at Walmart. Hey, Jess.
Hi.
Wasn't that a great intro or not?
That was good.
Thank
that
you.
Good
Let's hug
me.
It out.
Hug it out. Okay, now let me ask you a couple of questions. One is
there's a group,
a workers' white group called Making Change at Walmart?
That's right. We work to make Walmart into a more responsible employer.
I was saying everything happens at Walmart. Every crazy thing seems to happen at Walmart. Why do you think that is? Let's go to that first.
That's a tough question to start off with. I think it's the largest employer in the country, largest private employer in the country. They employ, I believe, it's either 1.3 or 1.4 million people across the country. And when you employ that many people, you're going to have some issues. That includes employees with low wages, employees being fired for these unfair reasons, scheduling issues. And that's just the problems with, among employees. There's also, if you ever look at the in the news for when Walmart's in the news, you would know this, that there's a lot of problem with crime at Walmart.
Yes.
That's a big issue there. It's hard to pinpoint what one problem there is.
I think you did it. I think you're right. It's a sheer numbers game. The crazy happens where the people gather. Wait a minute. That's a great line right there.
Yeah, that could be the diagnosis.
But let's talk about this guy. Sounds like a heck of a nice guy. This guy's 20 years. He's working at the Walmart in West Plains, Missouri. Is that correct? West Plains,
West
Missouri?
West Plains, that's right,
okay.
Yeah.
He's there 20 years. 20 years.
20 days shy of 20 years.
20 days, and they fire
him
now.
The reason that that's important is I believe you get some sort of lifetime discount once you hit your 20-year anniversary.
Okay.
Not able to get that.
Okay, I don't like anything about this story at all. So this guy.
No, I mean I shouldn't say I don't like anything. It is actually a very heartwarming story about the community rallying around this, rallying around Frank, and kind of the impact that he made on the community. So there are some good spots in there, but what happened to him was completely disgraceful.
Okay, well let's talk about it. So what did Frank Swanson do for those 20 years? He would just randomly hug people. Tell me what he was doing that people would not want to happen to them.
So I believe he actually started, he wasn't always hugging customers. I believe he kind of started doing this a year and a half ago, just hugging people that looked like they needed a hug, that came to his line. And at one
point, wait, I'm sorry, Jess. So he was a checkout guy at a Walmart in West Plains. Okay, so he's a cashier. He's waiting people come up, and he would look at them and think, well, maybe this person needs a hug, and they'd reach out.
He was constantly talking to his customers, and sometimes if they were having a down day, he would just, he would give them a hug. And at some point, Walmart told him, you cannot hug anyone that doesn't want to be hugged, so you either have to ask, them if they wanted to be hugged. But he was, when he stopped giving people hugs, the people that were coming to his line that came to expect this from him, they were asking Frank, where's my hug?
Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't that be an entree to hug him? They asked for it. You can hug him. I can see where it's a lot of people, and you understand this, Jess. People are probably uncomfortable with some stranger at the cashier line just hugging them. But if they said, hey, Frank, they got to know him over all those years. Hey, Frank, where's my hug? Why couldn't he hug him?
Right. And I don't have an answer for that. And I don't think Walmart has a good answer for this either. You read some of the, there's been a lot of, this story's been, pretty widely covered in the media, at least in West Plains
Yes.
and the area around West Plains. And a lot of the reporters have talked to customers and, you hear stories from older customers who don't really have anyone in their lives. And they would say that sometimes that a hug from Frank is the only hug they would get all week.
Yeah, someone said he made your day better. If you're having a bad day at Walmart, he would light your whole trip up. And I love it if you're having a bad day at Walmart, somebody said. If you're having a bad day at Walmart, he would light your whole trip up. But, go to the other side of it, though, Jess. So Swanson's sister said that he was terminated. Her brother was terminated not for hugging but for excessive price matching. What is that side of the story?
Right.
What does that
so he
mean?
Was kind of, so the his official termination paperwork does list the hugging as a problem, and it also lists price matching. And price matching is actually something that Walmart is supposed to be doing at every store, that if you come in with an ad from a different store and say, you know, this product is cheaper over there. They're supposed to match that price.
Right, but there's the key, though. You had to, the policy is you have to come in, according to the Walmart side of it, was that you had to come in with a receipt that shows if you have a competitor selling the tea for 50 cents cheaper, you got to bring in a receipt that says, here it is. But Frank, the guy that loved the hug, was all and fired for it, I think. Mm-hmm. He just said, okay, he just took their word for it and said, oh, you could find it cheaper down at whatever, Target, I'll give it to you. And they didn't like that. That's what they said.
They did not like that, right?
Right, right.
And, you know, Frank drove to the other store, got a copy of their circulator and showed that the tea, in this case it was an iced tea, was actually on sale. I think it was for 80 cents cheaper.
Right. He had to go and prove this. You're right. In the story, he's like,
Walmart didn't care. You know, they said that was a violation of their policy. And you do hear different things from different people. So I don't know. It might depend on the store that you're in, but some people have said online that, you know, Walmart's price matching program, you don't actually have to come in with the ad. You can just say, I know that this is on sale somewhere else.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
Walmart spokesman said he was fired for violating a pricing policy. Letting an associate go is never easy. For this associate, point of sale policies had not been followed in some instances. Blah, 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 blah. I'm with you. The guy got fired for hugging people. But why couldn't you have here's a guy trying to do something nice in the world. Why don't you just maybe he could have a little button that just said, ask me for a hug or whatever.
Right.
But people who knew Frank Swanson, the guy fired at the Walmart in West Plains, Missouri, for hugging, I believe, they didn't complain. Or did they? Did customers say, hey, listen, this guy's got to stop hugging me. I just want to get my six-pack and get out of here or whatever. Did anyone, do you know for a fact, Jess, as a spokesman for, once again, this is their company, making a change at Walmart?
That's right.
Okay. Do you know anyone who complained?
We do not know anyone that complained. And, you know, I understand, you know, how this story, kind of reading the facts initially, you know, I understand that some people don't want to be necessarily hugged while they're shopping in a Walmart.
Right.
And but when you see how many people turned up to the Hugs for Frank rally and really how the community rallied around him, you understand that this is someone who really had an impact on that community.
Right. There was people that a couple of weeks ago had a big Hug for Frank rally. Everybody mm-hmm. there in that area was showing up saying, why are you firing this guy? So, okay, to move ahead. What happened to Frank? Where's Frank now? Does he have another job? He would be a guy I'd like to hire.
Yeah, Frank is working at another grocery store in the area, a store called Ramey's. They kind of saw, I think, you know, what was clearly for any business, I think, an economic opportunity. When you see all of these customers rallying around them saying they're not going to shop at Walmart anymore, you had people saying, I would, even though Frank's line was longer, I would wait in line just because I wanted to get my hug from Frank. So this business, Ramey's, they hired Frank, and I think they've been doing quite well since this has all happened, too.
But, you know, I'm with Emily. I don't want to get hugged at a grocery store. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to. But is a guy.
No, it's not for everyone.
Right, but here's a guy just having. And if somebody didn't like it, just say, hey, don't hug me. Do not hug me again. But to fire a guy 20 days short of his 20-year anniversary, they had to pay out a little bit more money to the guy, and he could have retired nicely if he wanted to, and that's not cool. And this making change at Walmart, this workers' right group that you speak for, Jess Levin in Washington, mm-hmm. What else are you doing? What other than the Frank thing? What else is it that would help make a change at Walmart?
That's another big question.
Well, maybe they can go to. Do you have a website they can go to and visit and look at?
I think the easiest way is just to do changewalmart.org.
Okay, changewalmart.org. Maybe you can report stories out there. Yes, Buzz, you have a question for Jess.
Well, I was going to suggest perhaps a Walmart dress code would improve. Well,
that's not going to work. That's not going to help. A Walmart dress code is not going to help.
And, you know, they send out, photos, like a collection of Walmart photos about once a week.
Oh, right, what people are wearing out of Walmart.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah,
that
is amazing. I forgot about that. That's amazing. You see some of the worst dressed humanity ever. How about make a clothing change at Walmart? Why don't you make that thing website?
We're gonna work on workers' rights first, and then we can move on.
I'm glad to hear Frank has a job. I mean, it's just I'm glad to hear.
Yes.
I'm glad
and,
to hear.
You know, if we have a couple, just one more minute, when you were reading that original press release, I want to point out that, you know, this is something that Walmart has done before, kind of this firing people for ridiculous situations. Just at the end of last year, they fired a man in Albany who found $300 in the parking lot. And he was kind of a shyer man, so he went to go turn in the money but saw that there were a lot of people standing around, so he didn't really feel comfortable doing it. He waited half an hour and turned in the $300, and he was fired for taking too long to turn in the money.
Oh, my God. You see what I mean? The country's gone crazy. There's no common sense left. It's just ridiculous. All right, well, Jess, listen, thank you for your time. I'm glad to hear Frank's got a job. And that guy, the guy who took too long to turn in the money, does he have another job?
I believe so. Yeah, I think he was someone else that the community kind of rallied around to help.
Any stories like this would be probably welcome at your website. Give me the website again to be sure we're correct.
Changewalmart.org.
Changewalmart.org. Jess Levin in Washington. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. Wow. Yeah, that's what is it, Buzz? Where do you get that the clothing thing? Does this what is it? Is it clothing at Walmart?
I don't know. I just run. Well, actually,
I see
my
it.
My mother-in-law, I believe, sends it to me.
The Swede?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Although it was pointed out to me that my mother-in-law, who's my favorite Swede, is not actually Swedish.
Oh.
Everybody else is, but she's not. I don't know. Hungarian. I don't know what she is.
Everyone else in your immediately in-law family is Swedes, except
Swedes,
your mother-in-law.
Except Bonnie. But she sends me Walmart pictures.
Okay, tell Bonnie the Swede or whoever the Hungarian to. I'd like to know where that is because, oh, here it is. Oh, man.
I mean, it's so entertaining, you can't believe it.
Oh, my God, look at that. Look at that. I swear it. 844-4JB-SHOW. Yes, go ahead, Alan. Look at that. Look at that lady on
at Walmart.
I don't either. I told the lady.
I'd be recognized at Walmart. Okay.
Wait a minute. But the guy was just a nice old man working and hugging people. If you don't want to be hugged, you say, don't hug me.
I agree. I don't like Walmart. Don't make me defend Walmart. I just don't make me defend hugs. I don't want to be hugged. Stop. I feel like everybody should like to be hugged. This is ridiculous.
Well, first of all, no one said everybody likes to be hugged. You're worried about you being seen at Walmart. That's what you said.
You got Sweden rooting for you. You're screwed.
You got Sweden rooting for you. You're screwed. Walmart. All right. So Frank gets fired, but he has another job at Rainey's there in West Plains, Missouri. And if you don't want to get hugged, don't get hugged.
Let's hug it out.
Walmart said what?
A spokesman for Walmart said, this type of behavior inside one of our stores is completely acceptable, and we are notifying the individuals involved that they are welcome on our Walmart property.
Oh, there you go.
Sexy clothes fit too tight, pajamas with cowboy boots, big bellies and behind.
It's Johnny B.
Father's Day is coming up, and wouldn't it be great to give Dad a gift he'll appreciate all year long? Spring, summer, fall, and of course, winter. I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Dad's car, truck, or SUV can take a beating from the season's dirt, sand, mud, and just about anything tracked back to his vehicle, which can ruin the floor. And the best way to protect it is with WeatherTech floor liners. We design, engineer, and manufacture right here in America, using American raw materials, tooling and equipment, and of course, American workers. This Father's Day, order WeatherTech floor liners and give Dad a gift he can use all year round, so he'll never have to worry about spills or messes damaging his vehicle again. And when messes do happen, they easily rinse right off. To learn more about our full line of automotive accessories, go to WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. For the ultimate vehicle protection, choose WeatherTech. Proudly made in America. And from all of us at WeatherTech, happy Father's Day.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship. In with Bill Pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow is actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994, 1-866-984-6994, or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Here are the most popular baby names of 2016. Ezra, Asher, Atticus, Stulio?
Stulio. Nobody's named Stulio.
Hey, me, Stulio, Ebenezer, Atticus, and Levi are going to go over to Wyatt's house with Rima and Muffy. Most popular baby names of 2016 so far. Are these the least popular?
These are the names that didn't get on the list.
Talk Unhinged.
Yeah, no one is holding Richard Simmons hostage. Attention, no one is holding Richard Simmons hostage. I'll get to that in a minute. Richard Simmons left the voicemail for my in-laws, Millie and Ange.
Hi, Angelo. Hi, Millie. It's Richard Simmons calling. I hope that today you'll get up and have a nice, healthy breakfast, go out there and walk, and squeeze your buns. Well, God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
There he is. And they got that message. My in-laws got that message, and they still don't move.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
So apparently,
you're Johnny C. You start your own motorcycle club.
I don't want to be anyone's old lady.
Right. I'll be your old lady. We'll be the Sons of Fond du Lac Anarchy. We could be the Wisconsin Dells Angels.
It's Wisconsin Dells Angels.
Buzz, start working on a logo, bro.
Talk on him.
Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want.
Anywhere you want.
The way you want. It's Johnny B. on demand.
Only on BrandmeierShow.com.
Yeah, and I had never really thought about this, but as a matter of fact, I'm going to be honest, not one moment in the past 2 years did I say to myself out loud or even internally in my own brain, I wonder if Richard Simmons is being held hostage. I've never, it just didn't, you know, cross my mind, Buzz. I don't know about you. Can it be honest with me if you had those thoughts? I want to hear about it.
Oddly enough, no, Johnny.
You never once said to yourself.
I haven't even had a thought about Richard Simmons in 2 years.
But I didn't know this was.
I like him.
I love Richard Simmons. Could it be the, you know, I mean, honestly, sometimes the outfits, the shorts, you know, he's been in here and jumping around, and it's
crazy, right?
But I don't think I've ever, I didn't know it was a problem that Richard Simmons was, people were saying he was being held hostage in his house. And so for 2 years, Richard Simmons has all but disappeared from the public, leading friends to worry and even question whether he is being held in his home against his will.
Like a Mickey Rooney thing.
Yeah, his family, that's right, Mickey Rooney's family turned on him.
Who's your guy? Casey Kasem.
Right.
It happens. I mean, it's so funny because, I mean, these people are such powerful figures in the middle of their career, you know. And then as soon as they get vulnerable and weak, here come the vultures. And chances are they're vultures that are in your family.
If you've ever been out in a lake or anywhere and you'll throw a cracker in or some fish guts or whatever it is, for some reason the seagulls, no matter where the seagulls are, they find that and they go after it. Same thing happens when Mickey Rooney stumbled. The seagulls come out. Woo, there's Mickey Rooney.
My fifth wife, Barbara, was murdered.
Murdered. But with Richard Simmons, I never really thought much about it, that he would be missing or not missing. Or, as you say, I never really thought about Richard Simmons. Of course, I work out sweating with the oldies every day. I do. Come on.
You don't need Richard.
Yeah, I got a DVD. You can let Richard be held hostage if he wants to.
Hey, let me out of here.
No, it's good. That's how I end my workout every day with It's My Party by Richard Simmons, Sweating to the Oldies. So anyway, apparently he has been gone and missing, and people said, okay, wow. In a New York Daily News story that ran over the weekend, a friend described Simmons, 67 years old, as gaunt. And there you go. No wonder you thought he was being held hostage. He's gaunt. And noted
gaunt
how his,
where?
He's gaunt nowhere. Yeah, I
My fifth wife, Barbara, was murdered.
Thank you, Mickey Rooney. We understand that, and it's too late to get to the bottom of that. So he was gaunt nowhere, and the noted his housekeeper, Teresa Reveles. People were saying that she, the housekeeper, apparently was in charge and controlled his life. No one had seen him outside his Hollywood Hills home, Richard Simmons, in a long, long time. They didn't know where he went until today, and they put the banner up on NBC's Today Show, exclusive. Richard Simmons, no one is holding me hostage in my house. Let's listen.
Savannah, it's Richard Simmons.
Talking to Savannah Guthrie, who dials Robin to prove that he's not being held hostage. I think you should have been in the studio because I'm not believing it yet. But
right.
In the studio, Richard Simmons showing up. Okay, I believe he's not being held hostage. On the phone, could be gun right to his head right now. Get on the phone, Richard. Get on the phone now. Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show starts talking to you. You just start talking back any misfire, and I'm going to blow your stinking little short pants. pants, legs, gaunt-looking body. I'm going to blow your head off.
You better sell it.
You sell it good. Okay. Go. Pick up the phone. Go.
Savannah, it's Richard Simmons. How are you?
I'm good, Richard. How are you?
I'm feeling good. My health is good. And I'm just sort of enjoying the day.
You sound good.
It's a sound very few people these days get to hear. In fact, Richard's isolation has been so startling, it has led some of his friends to question if he is being held in his house against his will.
What do you make of people being fearful that you're being held up in your own house, that you've become a recluse, that, you know, perhaps people such as your housekeeper are in control of what you're doing.
No one is holding me.
Blame it on the housekeeper. Sell it. You're talking about the housekeeper. Maybe the housekeeper is the one. She's got the gun to his head.
Right.
Maybe. Well, burr, burr.
House is a hostage. You know, I do what I want to do, as I've always done. So people should sort of just believe what I have to say. Because, like, I'm Richard Simmons.
I just wanted to ask you.
Oh, boy. That's not convincing. No, he doesn't sound right there. That doesn't sound right to me. Okay, here's to me. Here's an example of Richard Simmons. Upbeat, energetic. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say the word annoying. Sometimes when he would visit, he would seem annoying. He would jump around, try to hug me. But that's Richard Simmons. That's what people love about him. So this one I'm hearing with the gun to his head from his housekeeper on the Today Show, that's not the Richard Simmons that I know. This is.
How are you?
Lazy.
Nothing that some chocolate cake is not going to cure, honey. Eat. It's your favorite. Eat. Eat.
I'm not.
Eat. Don't you love me? If you love me, you'd eat it. I made it for you.
This is very upsetting.
I'm going to control what you put in your mouth.
I feel so uncomfortable. Yes, I did take laxatives.
All right. That's the Richard Simmons that I know. Now let's go back to the Today Show. Savannah Guthrie has an exclusive. Once again, Richard Simmons, if you're just joining us, our top story, Richard Simmons is not being held hostage in his own home by his housekeeper or anyone else.
Point blank about your housekeeper. Is she in any way, is she still employed by you? Is there any issue where you feel she is controlling you or having any kind of undue influence?
That's just very silly. Teresa Rodelis has been with me for 30 years. It's almost like we're a married couple.
But I think you're...
Well, we know that's not the case. But back to you, Richard, okay?
Friends or people that have spoken to reporters are saying, but it's not like you to just lose touch completely.
I just sort of wanted to be a little bit of a loner for a while. You know, I had hurt my knee, Savannah, and I had some problems with it. And then the other knee started to give me trouble. Because I've taught, like, thousands and thousands of classes. Hmm. And, you know, right now I just want to sort of, you know, just take care of me.
And was this a conscious decision?
I just really don't want to do anything.
Oh, why?
I know the feeling.
Yeah, I'm with you. Why, nobody's going to come looking for me. What's the big deal? He doesn't want to do something. Why are they bothering Richard Simmons? I definitely want to speak to Richard Simmons. There is no question about that because something's fishy up in here. Hey, Savannah Guthrie on NBC's Today Show. I just don't want to do anything. But are you sure you're not being held hostage? I just told you. I don't want to do anything.
You know, I just don't want to be traveling anymore. It certainly has taken its toll on me. So, yeah, it was not like over a day. It was just...
And by the way, that's not me putting the music in there. That's the Today Show. Every time they show Richard talking on the Today Show this morning...
Sweating with the oldies.
Yeah, the sweating with the oldies pops on. And it doesn't fit the story.
Over some time.
What kinds of things have you been doing?
Well, you know, I take walks and I take drives and, mm-hmm. you know, I just, you know, go out.
Whatever my, you know, captor lets me do. What did you say? I'm sorry, Richard. Did you say captor? No, I didn't say that. I just did. So what have you been doing? The NBC Today Show is asking Richard Simmons, what has he been doing? Are you not? You sure you're not hostage? No. Hmm. Okay.
I get some fresh air, and I have a gym upstairs, and I've been working out in my gym. And
so, J-I-M, by the way. That's how he spells that. I'm back to you, Johnny.
So I've just sort of, you know, enjoyed this time by myself.
You wrote in your memoir and have always been very public and very open about going through ups and downs and your own struggles with depression and different things.
Survival has always, you know, meant a lot when you're an overweight kid and you're made fun of and you're put down. Some of that stuff never leaves you, Savannah. It always sort of is like a shadow, like Peter Pan.
Are you surprised that people have been so worried about you?
Hell yeah, I am. Are you kidding me? I haven't gotten a call in 2 years. What? How did you find me?
All the people that are worrying about me, I want to tell them that I love them with my whole heart and soul. And that, not to worry, Richard's fine. You haven't seen the last of me. I'll come back, and I'll come back strong.
What's going on there?
Come back, come back.
Come back. I think he said escape, and I'll escape, and I'll come back strong. I think they must have cut that out. That is just weird. I mean, I don't think the world gets any weirder than it is, but then it always does. Richard Simmons on the Today Show. No one is holding me hostage in my own home. For 2 years, everybody's in that. And over the weekend, that's how it starts. This New York Daily News says that Simmons has gone nowhere and noted how his housekeeper has appeared to be controlling his life. Okay. Hey, dial my in-laws again. Dial millionaires. I'm going to leave that voicemail that he left for them a long time ago. I'm going to leave the message for him again. I'm not going to say one word.
I should be so lucky as to have a housekeeper
right.
who would control my life.
Right. I would lie on a couch. You can ask about me all day long. Where's Johnny? Laying on the couch. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm just going to play the message. He can't hear me now. I'm just going to play the message of Richard Simmons leaving a message for my in-laws, Millie and Ange.
Hello?
Hi, Angelo. Hi, Millie. It's Richard Simmons calling. I hope that today you'll get up and have a nice, healthy breakfast, go out there and walk, and squeeze your buns. Well, God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Who is this?
Richard Simmons.
You know what? I'm tired of hearing. Could you say that again?
Richard Simmons.
Richard. Richard Simmons.
Johnny,
your
son-in-law told me to call you, says you are not working out. He told me to give you a call and tell you to start walking.
And don't say fuck.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Just a second. Buzz, did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you didn't hear, what you would hear, I guess, my father-in-law just told Richard Simmons to F off.
Oh.
You didn't hear
it. I didn't hear that.
Because it got cut. Yeah, it got cut before it got to your ear.
Too bad.
Oh, my God. I'm out of hearing. Can you say that again? Oh, my God. That's my father-in-law. Yeah, he would tell Richard Simmons to F off.
All right, he's a man of few words.
Right. Why don't you just stay a hostage? Don't be calling me. Oh, my God. All right, top story. Richard Simmons is not a hostage. There you go.
I finally got some hostages. Well, you see so many people with hostages nowadays, and you say,
Hey,
I'd like some, too.
Johnny B.
Father's Day is coming up, and wouldn't it be great to give Dad a gift to appreciate all year long? Spring, summer, fall, and of course, winter. I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Dad's car, truck, or SUV can take a beating from the season's dirt, sand, mud, and just about anything tracked back to his vehicle, which can ruin the floor. And the best way to protect it is with WeatherTech floor liners. We design, engineer, and manufacture right here in America using American raw materials, tooling and equipment, and, of course, American workers. This Father's Day, order WeatherTech floor liners and give Dad a gift he can use all year round so he'll never have to worry about spills or messes damaging his vehicle again. And when messes do happen, they easily rinse right off. To learn more about our full line of automotive accessories, go to WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. For the ultimate vehicle protection, choose WeatherTech, proudly made in America. And from all of us at WeatherTech, happy Father's Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having,
Relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Donny Osmond.
It's good to hear your voice. And besides, I can spell Brandmeier.
Go ahead.
B-R-A-N-D-M-I-E. No, E-I. E-R. I don't know.
M-E-I-E-R. See what I mean? Nobody can smell it. No, they can smell it, but they can't spell it.
Of course, the big news is, and I guess you're probably sick of talking about it, but the big news is the guy in London who tried to break the world record for the loudest burp in the world. And, man, oh, man, I know it's on the tip of everybody's tongue. You're going crazy out there. Don't call me with that right now. 844-4JB-SHOW. The guy in London tried to break the world record. Neb Sharp is his name. And just, I mean, just watch this and hear it if you can.
105. 110.6.
There it is, Neb Sharp. And, boy, there's controversy about that. He is from Australia, and he tried to break the record for the loudest burp. He thought he did, and the noise meter he was holding clocked in at 110.6 decibels. That's about as loud as a chainsaw, ladies and gentlemen, and slightly louder than the current record of 109.9 decibels. But I'm sure I'm not telling you something you don't already know, but I'm just going to reiterate it. I mean, everybody's talking about it. The official record holder is a guy in England named Paul Hun, and he takes it really seriously, and he saw the decibel meter, and he posted his own video, and he said, hey, wait a minute, man, I'm the guy who holds the world record. He did not beat me. And, I mean, I don't know if you have a decibel meter at your house, but hear it again. This is the attempt. He did not break the world record.
105. 110.6.
Yep. He did not break it. He did not break it. He registered. His noise meter showed, the guy in England, Paul Hun, showed, he registered a burp of 117.9 decibels. So once again, Paul Hun, no, the phones are blowing up on this. We can't take all these calls about this right now. I understand this is a big topic. 117.9 decibels. Paul Hun is still the world champion. He has not had the world's loudest burp. Neb Sharp, first of all, you got a better name than Paul Hun. And I thought he might have done a better job. But if you think you can beat it, post your own video. All you have to do is beat 117.9 decibels.
105.
It's like an airplane.
It's pretty loud.
110.6.
Yeah, they say it's like a, it's the sound of a chainsaw. They say it's the sound of a chainsaw. That's what it is. But he did not win. I mean, who's got the time for it? The best booze you can put into your system. Alcohol, what to drink. The number one thing to drink is vodka.
Vodka is the alcohol that ripped my family apart as a youngster.
All right, what a party pooper. What a buzzkill. Unbelievable.
That's in the past. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. But I'm so excited because all I drink is vodka, and I found out that vodka is the number one drink. If you're going to drink a healthy booze, put it in. You want to make it vodka.
Well, I'll tell you something. That booze ripped my family apart.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
How about this? The dude who got busted while he was asleep in his car in San Diego with the car in drive and his head up. What? Hold on, ABC San Diego, what do you got?
This man right here is now under arrest after officers found him sleeping behind the wheel right on a freeway off-ramp in National City. CHP officers tried to wake this guy up.
It's a great video because they're knocking on the door. He's sitting there. Imagine how drunk you have to be. You're in your car, and you are got the gas, but your foot's on the brake, but it's in drive, and you're on an on-ramp, and you've decided to fall asleep right then and there, at that moment, right there.
So while he's there asleep, he had his car in drive with his foot on the brake. Once officers got him out, they arrested him on suspicion of DUI. Officers also thought they had a dog in the back seat because they heard growling, but it was actually his passenger snoring in the back seat. He was also drunk, but it's unclear if he'll be charged.
Oh, man. There was a guy in the back seat that thought it was a dog in the back seat, and it was the passenger snoring. So the driver's passed out behind the wheel, and there's a passenger snoring in the backseat. If you just see the guy, the face of the guy, he's just in the car. It's hilarious. That guy is charged with whatever it is. I don't know if that drinking and driving was it. Drinking and sleeping.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're in the car, I mean, there've been people that get DUIs
pulled over on the side of the road, but they're sitting in the driver's seat drunk and asleep.
Yeah.
They get a ticket.
Can you look at him knocking on the window on this guy? Get out. There's dude.
Sleeping in the back seat, I don't think you get a ticket.
No, that's right. That guy's safe.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Donald Trump is back at the campaign trail, and so are protesters. About 100 people marched around an arena in Richmond, Virginia, Friday night. Police had a scuffle with the protesters. Police say one of the five people detained was charged with disorderly conduct. Speaking to supporters, Trump says he'll help create new jobs.
African-American youth, as an example, 59% unemployment rate, 59%. You look at what's going on with Latinos, Hispanics, tremendous unemployment rates. You look at what's going on with so many different groups. We're going to make it great for everyone, folks.
At the Planned Parenthood National Conference, Hillary Clinton says when Donald Trump says make America great again, he really means take America backwards.
Back to the days when abortion was illegal, women had far fewer options, and life for too many women and